Jeffy, I swear if that hits me.
What are you going to do?
I'll rip up your dumb toy.
Okay. Mommy, can you throw that back to me?
Here you go.
Well, don't give it back to him.
Ugh. It's good! Well, that's just rude.
Jeffy, you're grounded.
Why?
Because you hit me with the stupid toy and... Let me answer the door.
Hello?
Hey, Marvin.
Why do you have a cat?
This is my $5 million cat, Mrs. Bigglesworth.
Why is it $5 million?
Because it's a Himalayan Yeti long hair. A Yeti and a cat banged, and this popped out, and I bought it for $5 million.
Well, why'd you bring it here?
Because I need you to watch her for me, Marvin.
Every time I watch your animal, something bad happens.
Oh, come on, Marvin. I have this wicked hot girl coming over, but she's allergic to cats. And I don't want her sneezing on me. Ew. So I just need you to watch her for 10 minutes.
Why only 10 minutes?
Because I don't last long. Plus, the post-nut clarity's gonna kick in, and I'm gonna want her to leave. Actually, it's gonna be 9 minutes because my pants are already down.
Okay, fine. Give me the damn cat.
All right, thanks, Marvin.
Marvin, why do you have a cat?
Goodman wants me to watch it for 10 minutes.
Oh no, something bad always happens.
Not if we watch it for 10 minutes. Get the cat! No! Oh, darn it!
What do we do now, Marvin?
She went under the table, Kitty.
Oh no!
Let me try to get like a toy to get her out.
Kitty!
All right, baby, I got this, like, mouse toy.
Okay, and I got this spider on a string toy.
All right, let's try to get her out.
Okay.
Kitty.
Kitty,
you want the toy?
Come on, kitty.
Let me see what she's doing. Yep, she is under there, and she is not trying to come out.
Oh, no, what do we do?
Ooh, let's call a cat whisperer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey there, someone call a cat whisperer.
Yeah, so there's a cat stuck in the...
Shh, quiet. We have to whisper. We don't want the cat to hear us.
Do you speak cat?
Shut the fuck up. Just whisper. Okay, I'm a cat whisperer. Okay, what's going on? So, I'm supposed to watch this cat for like 10 minutes. Well, actually, like 9 minutes. And so, the cat got stuck under the table. I need you to grab it.
Oh, that's it? That's all you need?
Yeah, I need you to grab the cat.
Well, we don't have to whisper for that. Usually, people just want me to talk to their cat and figure out its felines. Feelings? Felines? Yeah. Well, people usually just want me to, like, talk to their cat and figure out its favorite color or its favorite food or something. I mean, it's all a scam. I can't talk to cats any more than you can, but that's what I do. I scam people.
Well, can you get the cat from under the table?
Oh, yeah, that's easy. I got the perfect thing right here. Got some catnip. One smell of this and it'll come running. And it'll get high out of its goddamn mind.
Okay, well, let's use the catnip.
Hey, man. You wanna light this shit? Huh? You wanna light this fucking shit, bro? Huh?
Oh, man. I am zooted right now. I'm not even me. I am a different puppet completely. This shit is so purple it should be asking, where's Ronald? This is shit that killed Tupac. Oh, bro. Peep Jeffy, look. He is cooked, my guy. He is looking into the eyes of eternity right now. Dude is smelling shapes. He is talking to God. Motherfucker's over there at Avatar 3. Oh my God. Oh. Hey, wait. I'm sorry, wait. I forget. Why am I even here, man?
My cat.
Oh yeah. Kitty. Fuck him. Oh man. Hey, you know igloos? How does that even work? You know? Like, cause they're made of snow and ice, but they're round and ice is slippery. They should just fall over. How does that? Bro. This is gonna be so cool. Bro, how about we get some ice from your fridge and we make an igloo? Yeah.
Okay.
This is gonna be so cool. Okay. I got the ice. Here comes the igloo. I'm gonna build an igloo. I'm gonna live in it. With my little penguin family. Wait. These are not stacking. This is impossible. The world lied. Igloos are impossible. They use bricks. They use bricks and they paint them white. That's what they do. That was a good nap. Wait, why is there a plate of water here? Oh yeah, igloos.
Baby, Goodman can be here any minute. We have to get the cat out.
Oh, okay, yeah. I got the nip right here. You want to go one more time?
No, we have to get the cat!
Okay, lame. Okay, Marvin, where's this cat?
Underneath the table.
Let me take a look.
Oh, look at the geeky!
Your geekies. Okay, yeah, it's under there. Let me try the catnip. Hey, you want some catnip? Some pretty dank nip, huh? Take the nip. Take the catnip, you stupid cat! Maybe we should light some up just to show the cat it's good.
No, we have to hurry up and get the cat out!
Okay, yeah, I got something else. I got a laser pointer. Cats love laser pointers. Hey, you want the laser? Go get it! Go get it! It's not working. Okay, this is stupid. I'm just gonna go in there. It's a cat. I can grab it.
Yeah, just grab it.
Oh, God! Oh, get off my face! Oh, God, it's attacking me!
Are you okay?
Marvin, you should do something!
Well, get off!
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know! Grab it!
It hurts! Oh, God, it scratched my face!
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay! It bit my ear and it scratched my eye! God damn it, I hate cats!
Well, but you're a cat whisperer.
No, I'm a dog person! God, I hate cats! I wish they'd all die! I hope you die, cat! You hear me? Okay, alright. I'm getting that cat out of there. This is personal now. All right, I'm going in.
Well, what is that?
It's a lightsaber. What do you think it is? Get out of here, stupid cat. I have the high ground.
Oh, stop it, stop it.
What?
Well, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get the cat out of there. It's a Sith.
That's inhumane.
Yeah, well, it's inhumane what it did to my face.
Don't use a lightsaber.
Yeah, you're right. It's not the Jedi way. Master Yoda'd be pissed. Anyway, I have a better idea. I can use this hammer and maybe try to scare it out with loud noises. Get out of here, stupid cat. You idiot cat. Get out of here!
Stop it! Use other things other than weapons.
Okay, fine. I will get it out humanely. All right, I got this dog. His name is Killer.
How is that dog gonna help get the cat out?
Like this. Sick him! Get him! Tear him apart! Fuck him up! Rip his head off!
Humanely!
Yeah, humanely rip his head off!
Get the dog out! Listen, I want the cat alive. Not, I don't want you to kill it.
Killer's not gonna kill anybody. Well, okay, maybe he will. His name is Killer.
I need the cat in one piece.
Really? Oh, God, you're not making this easy for me.
You can't get the cat out?
Hey, do you want to try? You saw what it did to me.
Well, listen, can you do your job or not?
Yes, I can. Okay, but you're sure? You need him alive?
I need him alive!
Okay, I got it. Alright, I got this.
What is that?
This is my police issue taser.
A taser? I said don't kill the cat!
I'm not gonna kill the cat. I'm just gonna electrocute it with 100,000 volts.
And that's not gonna kill it?
No, look, it's just gonna knock the cat out so I can drag it out from under the table and then it'll wake up wherever you want it to.
And you promise it's not gonna hurt the cat?
No, I don't know. Who cares? Look, I electrocute bad guys with it all the time and they're fine. They still do bad things, so it can't be that bad. Okay, I'm going in. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Here, you little bastard. Yeah, take that. Yeah, you like that? Yeah, there you go. Yeah, just bite down on it. Yeah, put it in your mouth. Yeah, just bite. Oh, come on. Okay, what the hell is that cat made of? I tasted it 3 times and it didn't go down.
It's part Yeti.
What? Part Yeti? You didn't tell me that.
I didn't think that was important.
What? Not important. Of course it's important. I need fire.
What, fire?
Yeah, hold on. I'll be right back. All right, I just got back from the fireworks store.
Fireworks store?
Yeah, I figured I could use some fireworks to scare the cat out because they're loud. Like, see, I got this bottle rocket, that could work. And then, oh, check this out. This is pretty badass. The pinball machine that explodes. I mean, I don't know how that'll help with the cat, but I thought it was pretty cool. And then I thought maybe I could throw one of these bombs under there and try to scare the cat out.
Is that gonna hurt the cat?
No, but it's probably just gonna make, like, a little flash of light, that's all.
Well, it's not gonna have, like, fire?
No, I mean, not much. No, I think the cat'll be fine. It'll probably run out before it even explodes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm just gonna light this, alright? And then I'm gonna just toss that under there.
Oh! Is the cat okay?
Yeah, I'm sure the cat's fine. Let me just take a look. Oh, okay, yeah, that's not good.
Well, is the cat okay or not?
Well, remember when you said you needed the cat in one piece?
Yeah.
Well, there are several pieces.
What? Several pieces? The cat dead?
No, it's not dead yet. I mean, it's close.
Well, no, fix it.
Okay, look, it'll be fine, okay? I'll just take it to the vet and see if I can put it back together.
You're the vet!
Yeah, I know, I'll just take it to my office. Look, it'll be fine. Just go sit on the couch.
Okay.
Ugh. Okay, nurse, we're gonna do surgery.
What do we got, doctor?
The cat. It was in a fireworks accident.
Oh, my God! What happened?
I have no idea. I wasn't there. But, you know, I heard the cat was a real asshole, so, like, no big deal if it doesn't pull through. I'm gonna still do my best to try to put this together. Okay, needle and thread. Thank you. All right, let's get to sewing. All right, nurse, cut. All right, it's all sewed up.
It looks stunning, doctor.
Yeah, I just hope it's my size. I don't know if I got the measurements right.
You're gonna look great.
Yeah, I just didn't want that cat to go to waste.
Waste not, want not.
All right.
Marvin, do you think the cat's okay?
It better be okay. That was a $5 million cat.
What?
Yeah, it was Goodman's valuable cat.
Marvin, I hate when Goodman leaves his expensive things here for us to watch.
Me too. I also hate it when Broom Guy leaves his catnip around Jeffy because he got into it again.
Hey there.
Is the cat okay?
No, it died during surgery.
It died?
Yeah, I'm sorry. On a related note, how do you like my coat?
That is a really nice coat.
It's very white.
Go ahead and feel it.
Aw, man, that is a soft coat.
Oh, I know.
Feels just like the cat.
Yeah, because it is.
What?
The coat is the cat.
You killed the cat and made a coat?
No, the cat died during surgery and I made a coat out of it afterward. I Cruella DeVille'd the shit out of that cat, and I'm starting to see why she wanted 101 of those Dalmatians.
That's sick!
Thank you, I think the coat is pretty sick.
No, I think you're sick in the head!
No, it only would have been sick if I killed the cat to make the coat. I killed the cat out of anger and then made the coat after it was already dead.
That's wrong!
What, do you want all that fur to go to waste and cremate it? No, this is much better. I'm gonna be warm in the winter and hot in the summer. Damn.
Oh my god, Goodman's gonna kill me.
Who's that?
The owner of the cat.
Oh, well, I did him a favor because that cat was one mean lima bean.
Oh no, that's probably Goodman. I don't want to answer the door.
I'll answer it. Anything to show off my new coat. Hello?
Hey, Marvin. Here's the $100,000 I was gonna give you for watching my cat. Wait, who are you?
Oh, I'm not Marvin. Marvin's upstairs.
Oh, okay. But damn, I love your coat.
Oh, thank you. I made it myself.
Yeah, I'll give you $100,000 for your coat.
Damn, okay. Yeah, sure.
Great. Hey, Marvin.
Oh, hey, Goodman.
I was gonna pay you $100,000 for watching my cat, but the guy who answered your door was wearing this amazing coat, and I thought it would look stunning on you. So instead of giving you $100,000, I bought this coat for you.
You bought this coat?
I sure did. Now, all you gotta do is just give me my cat back, and I'll be on my way. No, Marvin, this coat's for you. Just give me my cat back, and you can keep the coat.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you're doing this, Marvin. I just want my cat back. So just give me the cat back and stop playing these games.
I gave you your cat back. That's your cat. Your cat's the coat.
What the fuck? I hate Thanksgiving. The stock market's closed, so I can't make any money! Chives! More packing!
More packing, sir!
Chives, what the hell are you doing? I'm not gonna hold the glass while you pour my packing. Take the glass from me, Chives!
Sorry, sir.
We need to get your brain scanned, you old fuck!
Well, you know it's pronounced champagne and not packing.
Well, you're a real champagne in my ass, Chives. And if you talk back again, that bottle's gonna be a real champagne in your ass.
Very well, sir.
Hold on, I'm getting a phone call. And I better not hear a single peep out of that old dentured mouth of yours.
Yes, sir.
You see that? You see what you just did? That thing where your mouth was moving and shit was coming out of it? Yeah, no more of that! Wait, you don't know how to say yes, sir?
But you just...
Shut the fuck up, Chives! You know what? Sit on the bottle.
What?
Sit on the bottle! I want you to take that bottle all the way to the base of your ass! Hurry, Chives! Because if I miss this phone call, you're out on the streets! Shut up! Hello?
Hello, my friend. It is me, Prince Abu Dhabi.
What do you want? You bored building sandcastles and shit?
Yes.
Well, what the fuck do you want? I'm in the middle of a very important business meeting.
No, you don't!
Hold on. My golden retriever likes to do that cute thing where he rubs his ass on the carpet. Shut the fuck up, Chives! Now, where were we?
Oh, you were just wondering why I were calling you, and it was so I could tell my bestie the happiest of thanks of the giving!
I hate Thanksgiving.
But you get to eat all the turkey and the stuffing.
Yeah, I hate it.
But we don't have Thanksgiving in the Middle East.
Yeah, but they filmed Star Wars there, and you got the pyramids, so you got that going for you.
Well, if someone would throw me a true, perfect American Thanksgiving dinner, I would give them $1 billion.
A billion dollars to have Thanksgiving?
Duh, of course.
Well, I'll give you a Thanksgiving for $1 billion.
You would do that for me?
Yeah, and I'll even dress up like a pilgrim with a buckle on my hat and shit.
Oh, you are the best person ever. I'm getting on my private jet now and heading there.
Okay, I'll see you when you get here.
Oh, thank God!
Charles, I didn't tell you to get off the bottle! But Charles, get off the bottle. I need you to get that old ass in the kitchen and make an entire Thanksgiving dinner in 1 hour.
In 1 hour? But sir, I don't even know how to cook a turkey.
Well, get on YouTube and figure it the fuck out.
No, very well, sir.
If it's not done in 1 hour, then I swear to God I'm going to take my phone.
and we're gonna film One Man, One Bottle, Paint Olympics and shit!
By the way, sir, it's 5 p.m., so here is your caviar.
Oh, thanks for reminding me, Josh.
Tintinera! The caviar! My balls! Now!
I hear me, Pickle Man.
Yeah, you thought you were gonna get out of it, didn't you? Caviar's right there. Get to smearing. I want it all over the place, even behind my balls.
Okay, you good man.
We're not going to miss a single egg this time.
Oh, it's done! Yes! I can't believe I did it! I cooked a whole Thanksgiving dinner in under an hour, with time to spare!
Chives, next time you go to the grocery store, I'm gonna need you to get some French onion dip for my asshole. Quintanilla wants to mask the flavor.
Look, sir, I did it! I cooked the whole Thanksgiving dinner!
You want a fucking cookie? You did exactly what I told you to do! Great! Now let's see what we got here. Nuts. Biscuits. Cat throw up. Chives, what in the fuck is this? This looks like green bean trail mix.
It's green bean casserole, sir.
Well, that's disgusting. I don't want it here. Now I'm going to try the turkey.
My God, sir. Can you chew with your mouth shut?
That's some good turkey, Chives. You know what? You do deserve a cookie. You can go in the pantry and get one of your dog biscuits. But just one.
Sir? Are you feeling all right?
I just had caviar licked off my nutsack, Chives. I'm feeling fantastic.
But, sir, you're a turkey.
What the fuck? Chives, you're a fucking turkey. Fuck you.
No, sir, I mean like you literally have a beak.
And you look like you have a beak with that stupid mouth of yours.
Sir, please, go to the bathroom and look in the mirror. You are literally a turkey. Beak, feathers, everything.
Chives, I told you we need to get your brain checked, you old shit. I guess I'm going to go to the bathroom and take a piss so I don't get a UTI from all the caviar in my urethra.
Oh.
Chives is getting old. That dementia's setting in, so I'm probably going to have to euthanize him. Oh, ha ha! Very funny, Chives! You must have went to a carnival or a fair or some shit and got one of those mirrors that turns everything into a turkey! Chives, you get in here and fix my mirror! Chives, why aren't you a turkey in the mirror?
Well, sir, there's nothing wrong with the mirror. You are literally a turkey!
Chives, I'm gonna peck those stupid fucking eyes out of your head. You tell me what's wrong with my mirror.
There's nothing wrong with your mirror. You are a turkey, sir.
I don't get it. Stop screwing around and fix my mirror.
Hold on, sir. Look in the camera, sir.
Is that one of those stupid fucking Snapchat filters that turns everything into a turkey?
No, you are a turkey.
If I was a turkey, would I be able to do this?
I'm a turkey! Turkey face! Chives, you better fix this right now! I need my $1 billion because the Prince of Abu Dhabi's coming!
Wait, why is he giving you $1 billion?
He said he'd give me $1 billion if I gave him a Thanksgiving dinner!
Wait a minute. If I kill Goodman, I could take $1 billion for myself. I mean, I did cook the dinner. Goodman, hurry quick to the kitchen. I know how to fix this.
Okay.
Hurry, sir. Put your head right here. I know how to fix this.
Okay.
All right, let me just grab the medicine. Now, don't look. This is really nasty medicine, and it might hurt for a second. Just have to line it up. And... Ah!
I see what you're trying to do, Chives. You're trying to kill me so you can get $1 billion.
Exactly! Get back here! Get back here! Well, I guess it doesn't matter. As long as Goodman's not here, $1 billion is mine.
Boyne, Thanksgiving dinner's almost ready.
Well, hurry it up. I gotta go to work.
Aw, Boyne, I hate that you have to work on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, they're offering double pay, and we really need the money. And besides, people like to steal a lot on Thanksgiving. They think it's Thanks-stealing, or Thieves-giving, or Thieves-stealing, or...
Knock it off, Boyne. I get the picture. Turn off your football game and pay attention to me.
But I want to see if the Miami Dolphins quarterback gets another concussion. His brain must be oatmeal by now.
Turn it off, Boyne.
Oh, look, here in the news. Breaking news! There's been a massive recall on Butterball turkeys because apparently some of the workers at the Butterball factory were banging the turkeys. So now one of the turkeys is cursed. So if you eat it, you'll turn into a turkey. So if you have a Butterball turkey, it's best not to even try to eat it. Go buy a new brand of turkey or kill your own!
Oh no, Boyne! We have a Butterball turkey!
Oh no, how cheeked up is it?
It's pretty thick, Boyne.
Oh yeah, it's definitely soiled.
Boyne, you gotta go to the store and get me a new one!
Well, Karen, we don't need a turkey. We can just eat ham and cheese Lunchables.
Oh, actually, Boyne, we're out of those too, so you can pick those up while you're at the store.
I'm not going to the store, Karen. They're going to be sold out of everything.
Boyne, go get me a damn
toy-key.
I'm not gonna get you a toy-key.
Party Thanksgiving's gonna be ruined without one!
Okay, fine. I'll go get one. Damn.
I gotta get to Marvin. He can fix me. He'll love to fix me. And then I'll get his house payment.
Ugh, I hate working on Thanksgiving. I want to be at home watching football. And where the hell am I even supposed to find a turkey? All the stores are closed. I mean, there's no point in me even looking now. Wait, what is that? What? Oh, a speeder. Great. I'm gonna ruin his Thanksgiving, too.
No! The cops! They're gonna pull me over! Well, maybe they can help me.
I can't believe I'm doing this on Thanksgiving. I'm gonna ruin this guy's day, I'll tell you what. Nobody's gonna have a worse Thanksgiving. Hey there, sir. Or should I say gobble gobble?
Hey, I'm kind of in a rush.
Holy shit, it talks. I must have fallen asleep on the couch watching football.
No, this is very real.
Oh, I see. You must have eaten one of those butterball turkeys.
Yes, and this is the worst situation I've ever been in.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. I'll let you go on your way.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on a minute. My wife wants me to get a turkey. And this guy is a turkey. I could just kill this guy and bring him home to my wife, and maybe she'll shut the hell up. Sir, I need you to step out of the car, please.
No, I'm leaving. I don't have time for this.
Well, no, I need to search the car to make sure you don't have turkey meth.
No, I'm leaving.
What? No, sir, you can't do that. Sir, hey, no, get out.
Don't touch my car, you poor!
Don't peck me.
You!
What, hey?
You poor! What are you?
Yeah, well, you're a fucking turkey. How about that? Fuck you!
Mm-mm-mm. Thanksgiving dinner is really looking good this year. I outdo myself every single year, though. And your ass just keep teasing me, girl. Ooh, thick ass. Just toot it up and, ooh, I just want to get behind it and just act up right now. But I got to finish preparing this damn dinner. You know I ain't got time for a quickie. Your sexy ass. Ooh, cha-pee-pee! What, Braxton? I'm trying to prepare dinner. What kind of turkey is that? Oh, it's a butterball. Oh, hell no! We can't eat a butterball turkey this year! Did you see the news? They just said that people were humping turkeys and putting their buttery balls on the butterballs, so we can't eat that! Wait, really? What? No way! Kathy! What kind of sick-ass weirdo would hump a turkey? That's for Thanksgiving! I thought you were a damn virgin! You lied to me! You lying whore! Well, anyway, Chef Pee-Pee, I need you to find a live turkey and kill it right in front of me so I know that it's not tainted. Well, where am I supposed to find a live turkey, Braxton? I don't know! Figure it out! Oh, Jesus. What? Who's at the door? Hello?
Hey. I know, I'm a talking turkey.
Wait. I don't remember smoking crack earlier, so why is there a talking turkey at my front door?
Listen, I got turned into a turkey and I need to talk to Marvin.
Oh, hell no, you're not talking to Marvin. I'm cutting your head off in front of Braxton.
If you touch me, I'm going to peck out your eyeballs.
Oh, look, I need to kill you, come on! Wait, do me a favor real quick. I need a 360, turn that ass around. God damn! Thick ass bitch! I want you to bite that motherfucker!
Listen, if you let me talk to Marvin, I'll let you smack it again later.
Okay, well, right this way, goddammit!
Hey, Marvin, it's me, Goodman! Well, don't just stare at me, help me!
Marvin, I can't explain that.
It's a talking turkey!
Yeah, it's me, Goodman! I turned into a turkey and I need to change back into a human! Somebody help me!
Oh, you must ate one of those contaminated turkeys.
Yeah, the butterball shits now! Help me!
Okay, first of all, even if I could help you, why would I help you? All you do is ask me for money.
You have a house that has a mortgage, and I want the house payment, Marvin!
What do I do?
I think you should kill him. No, don't kill him. He's your best friend. He's not your best friend. He just wants your house payment.
What? Krunk from Emperor's New Groove?
Yeah, that's me.
No, that's me.
No, that's me. Times Infinity.
Well, fuck.
Yeah, don't listen to him anyway. He's just a pussy.
Hey, you don't say that. You got beat up in kindergarten all the time.
Hey, I told you not to tell people that. It's a very sensitive subject.
All right, guys, let's stay focused. What should I do?
I think you should eat him. I got a big-ass fork here if you want to borrow.
Well, he's got a point.
Okay, even if I want to turn him back into a human, how would I do that?
Oh, simple. Yzma's potion.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yzma does have a potion.
Well, can you get me the potion?
No.
That's okay. I can.
All right, now that he's gone, let's eat.
No! I got Yzma's potion right here.
Damn it!
Okay, well, give him the potion.
All right, turkey man, here you go.
Thanks for turning me back, Marvin.
No.
Give me your house payment.
Really? You're still gonna ask for your house payment after I just helped you out? It's Thanksgiving!
Yeah, I want to say thanks for you giving me your house payment. So, gimme.
I don't have it. What are we gonna do? I'm so stressed out.
Who cares? He owes you his house payment. Get your money!
He turned you back into a human. He didn't have to do that. He could have let you die.
Yeah, but how many house payments does he owe you?
A lot.
Exactly! So get your damn money!
But come on! on, man. It's Thanksgiving.
Yes, Thanksgiving. Not a jury, but...
There is an old man waiting for me to beat his ass at my house.
Yeah.
You know what, Marvin? You don't owe a house payment this month.
Wait.
I have old man ass to beat.
Wait, really?
I told you you should have ate him.
Well, I think you did the right thing, pal.
Oh, any minute now and that $1 billion will be coming to the door. That must be my $1 billion. Hello, your majesty.
Hello, my sexy, bald-headed friend. It is me, Prince Abu Dhabi.
And it is I, Camille Habib Abba. Camilla's in Campbell.
Shut the hell up. So, is my Thanksgiving feast ready?
It is. Right this way, sir.
Oh, my Alonis! Look at this Thanksgiving feast! It's perfect!
Yes, I would like to apologize for Goodman. He unfortunately won't be able to make it because he is, very, very sick.
Oh, well, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Yes, but he told me that you could hand me his $1 billion in cash.
Well, I don't bring it in cash, but I did bring it in gold. Is that okay?
Yes, yes, that's perfect. I'll just be taking this.
What, you don't want to stay and have dinner with me?
Well, I really must be going.
What?
I can't stay. I mean, I need to have this money and take it to Goodman's bank.
Come here! Spit on him! He disrespect me by not wanting to have Thanksgiving dinner!
You know, Goodman does this to me all the time.
Camille, we are leaving!
Wait! No! I'll have Thanksgiving dinner with you! I'll do anything!
No! You lost your chance!
No! Damn it!
Chimes, where are you? You better have a good fucking hiding place, because when I find you, this bottle is going in your ass, and I'm gonna break it! Where you at, Chimes? You can't hide forever! Whenever I find you, I'm gonna give you $1 billion worth of pain! Where you at, Chimes? Chimes?
Are you hiding in my grandfather's fucking ashes, you dirty son of a bitch? I wouldn't have anything to say either.
Chimes, you bite that turkey, so you turn into a turkey, and I'm gonna cut your head off and butterball your ass.
But sir, I said I'm sorry.
Are you $1 billion sorry? Bite it!
Nom 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 nom.
I'll give you a 10-second head start. I run faster with a boner!
Astronauts been back to the moon.
What?
Astronauts have been to the moon, right? Why haven't they gone back?
I think because it's too expensive to go back.
How much does it cost?
Billions of dollars.
Well, I found a way to do it for $2.
$2? How?
Yeah, check it out. This.
What is that?
Paper towel roll. You can slide down it. Or it can be an elevator.
Oh, that's a really good idea, Jeffy.
An elevator to the moon would never work, Jeffy.
Yes, it would.
Well, no, it would not, because the moon moves.
Well, so does the Earth.
Ooh, he has a point, Marvin.
But no, but the Earth and the moon, they don't move at the same... Listen, it would never work because if you kept the moon in one spot, it would be dark there forever.
That's not true. I've seen the moon outside during the daytime.
You know, I've always wondered about that.
Well, listen, it would never work because this stupid thing would cost trillions and trillions of dollars if it ever did work.
Yeah, but then you can go to the moon whenever you want to. You can put a Walmart up in that bitch. Or a Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, alien rat cheddar cheese pizza dick.
Marvin, look, the news!
P. Diddy was found not guilty?
Oh no, Marvin, those poor abused women. This is just gonna teach women not to come out about their abuse claims because justice is never served.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Danny, we should probably call NASA and tell them to shit can knees since we have my Chuck E. Cheese elevator.
Hey, Marvin.
Oh, hey, what are you doing here?
Whoa, what is that?
It's my Charles Entertainment Cheddar elevator to the Chuck E. Cheese on the moon.
Huh, that's cool.
He thinks he can build an elevator to the moon, but I told him it's a dumbass idea.
You know, I actually work for NASA and we've never thought of anything like that. That's a pretty good idea.
Huh, well, you guys should probably shit can knees too.
Oh, we stopped making those back in 2010.
Mm.
Huh?
What do you want?
Oh, well, I assume you saw the Diddy stuff.
Oh, yeah, he was found not guilty.
Yeah, not guilty.
It's just a shame. No one ever takes women seriously when they share their trauma stories.
Any fucking way. He was only found not guilty because it was a hung jury. They were each pushing 10 inches at least.
But what's a hung jury?
Well, you see, during the jury selection process, we all just pick random people. But then after the verdict, we have everybody drop their trousers and we see how much they're packing. And if they're packing too much, we can't believe anything they say because they don't know what it's like to suffer. I mean, if I had a 10-inch dong, I'd be waving it at traffic. I'd be an OnlyFans model. I wouldn't need any other jobs.
So what does any of this have to do with me?
Oh, well, you see, Diddy has been handing out flyers at the courthouse.
Your elevator crashed.
Well, fuck!
Well, he was handing out flyers at the courthouse for his big not guilty freak-off party that he's gonna have tonight, and no cops are allowed, I already asked. So what I need you to do is sneak into that party with a hidden camera and record as much evidence as you can so we can put him away for good this time.
But you want me to go to a freak-off?
Absolutely not, Marvin!
I wasn't saying I was gonna go, but if I did go, what did you want me to do?
I mean, everything. Whatever he told you to do. And you'd have to record all of it, too. Just get really freaky. Some really nasty shit.
Wait, what if he wants me to suck a wiener?
Then you gotta suck a wiener on camera, Marvin.
Marvin, you can only go if you can get justice for those women.
Oh, I am not gonna...
Hey, Daddy, can I go?
Wait, no one's going. I'm not going. You're not going.
But, Daddy, what if you need backup? What if you get just shit?
He's got a point, Marvin.
We're not getting any shit because why the hell would I want to go there?
I mean, justice, for one.
Ew.
And also, you know, we offer a reward of $50,000.
$50,000. Now we're talking about potential wiener sucking money.
Okay. Wow. I'm surprised that's all it took.
Wait, no. Listen, for $50,000, I'll go in there, but you said I have to wear a camera?
Oh, yeah. It's a little one. It's barely noticeable. I'll go get it. Yeah, there you go, Marvin. There's the camera.
I feel like it's very noticeable.
No. See, that's what the cowboy hat's for. People are going to be looking at the hat and not the camera. And then when Diddy sees that, he's going to know you're a real cowboy, and he'll try to ride you like a horse.
Well, hopefully not. Baby, can you see the camera?
What camera?
See, Marvin, you'll be okay.
What if they do notice the camera?
They won't, Marvin. I'm a cop. I know a thing or two about being undercover.
Okay, fine. I guess I'll go to this Diddy party.
Hold on, gang. Let me get my fit on.
And let me just take this back off.
All right, Jeffy, do not act suspicious and get us caught.
Like how? Pointing out the Hubble telescope on your head?
Yeah, do not point out the camera.
Okay, I will.
Hello?
Hey, is this a Diddy party?
What is that baby on? Oh, I want your ass side. I want it to be slick. I want a dolphin slide in it.
I don't know. Depends who's asking. You the cops?
Of course not. You can call him James Webb.
My name's James Webb, and this is my friend,
Snicker Pippets. So, Mr. James and Mr. Snicker, are you cops?
No, we're not cops.
Well, what's he wearing?
Oh, it's my gremlin outfit. Don't feed me ash after midnight.
Oh, you're perfect for this party. I just gotta pat you boys down and make sure you're not wearing any wires or hidden cameras. Hey, wait a minute. I really like your hat.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, that was close, Daddy.
What was close?
Your hand to my nutsack.
Well, if that makes you uncomfortable, maybe you're at the wrong party.
No, not uncomfortable. We love it.
All right. Come on in, boys.
Whoa, Jeffy, this party's crazy.
Dang, look, they got booger sugar.
Oh, I have to get that on camera for the cops. Jeffy, look, it's the real P. Diddy.
Who the fuck brought no buttons to my goddamn party? I am P. Diddy. I told y'all I want to have all the consensual ass in the goddamn world. And no, it's not the damn master.
Turn it around and change it on.
Oh, I didn't even see that shit.
Well, I told y'all I don't want you to keep your damn clothes on. What's wrong with y'all coming to a dinner party with clothes on? God damn it. Let's get this party started. Who wanna play Hungry Hungry Hippos? Who gonna be the hippos and who eat my ass?
Right here, pick me.
Hey, soul to the man up front.
You're not gonna eat as I am. Yes, I am.
Wait, before we get started, let's get sweaty. Let's play Baby Oil Twister.
How do you play Baby Oil Twister?
Oh, you just get lathered in baby oil. I'm talking about soaked in some good Johnson Johnson. You get down on all fours and it holds the gold.
What happens with the Twister mat?
Oh, what mat?
The Twister mat.
Huh?
Okay, there's a lot of illegal activity, huh?
Oh, yeah, a lot of legal activity. What are you...
No, illegal.
Oh, what are you talking about?
The drugs.
Oh, that's sugar. What the hell? He's silly, man.
Yeah, he's right, Daddy. It's sugar.
Well, what would you do if a girl said no? Would you hit her?
No, I'd tell her ass to leave. Get out, scram, skedaddle. We like consensual sex.
You don't seem like a bad guy.
I'm not that bad, man. I just like to party. Ass naked.
Well, can I use your bathroom?
Hold on. Let me take my jacket off first.
No. Oh, no. It's number two.
Oh, you can use my shirt?
Oh, no. I gotta
pass a kidney stone.
Oh, crunchy. But I'm all for it.
No, I gotta throw up.
It's the first time I would throw up, but ain't no pussy.
No, I need to use a toilet. Like, where's your toilet?
Right here. My face.
I want to use a white toilet.
Wow, fucking did y'all hear that? Fucking racist. A white toilet. He comes to a Diddy party and that's for a white toilet.
Listen,
a black toilet ain't good enough for you?
I just want to use a real toilet. Oh, come on, answer the phone.
Hey, Marvin, you getting a good footage yet?
No.
What about handage?
Huh?
You know, footage, handage, mouthage, whatever freaky shit he's doing.
No, we have not done anything freaky.
Are you sure you're even at a Diddy party?
Oh, I'm at a Diddy party. He just hasn't done anything wrong.
That doesn't sound like Diddy. Are you sure it's really him?
Oh, no, it's really him. I mean, he wants us to play Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Is that code for something?
He wants us to be the Hungry Hippos and eat his butt.
And does anybody not want to do that?
No, I mean, everyone seemed like they wanted to or didn't mind. He said anyone who didn't want to can leave.
And you didn't leave?
I'm getting the footage for you!
Okay, I'm just saying. Sounds like you're kind of freaky to me.
Well, no, I'm doing my job, but he just hasn't done anything wrong.
Huh, maybe he's a changed man?
I mean, he could be a changed man, do I still get the $50,000 if he doesn't do anything wrong?
No, you gotta catch him doing something bad.
Well, can I make him do something bad?
No, that's coercion. That's not allowed.
He wanted me to poop on him.
Were you considering it?
What? No.
Just the way you said that sounded like you wanted to poop on him.
I didn't know if that was a crime I didn't know about.
No, I don't think so. It's just fucking weird.
Okay, so I think I'm just gonna take this camera off because it's hurting my head and I'm just gonna enjoy the party.
Okay, go poop on P. Diddy. What? More like Poo Diddy.
Oh, right, I just got done using the bathroom.
Me too.
Ooh, God, that was hot.
Yeah, I have a fever.
Wait, you pissed on P. Diddy.
Where's the telescope, Hubble?
I took off the camera, Jeffy, because there's no illegal activity here.
Uh-oh, guys. The party's over. It's 11 o'clock. Everybody go home. Aww. I guess it's time for the non-consensual after party! Well, if you say no, I still do it!
Oh, where's the camera? Where's the camera?
Sir! I found a camera! I think someone was trying to record illegal activity!
Oh, hell nah. Piss on it and destroy it.
Yes, sir!
Looks like we gotta get going.
Oh, no. Nobody's leaving. The doors are locked. You gotta at least get pissed on before you leave.
I don't wanna get pissed on.
Come on,
no.
It's a party,
I'm saying no. I'm saying no.
Come on, no. You gotta stay here.
Saying no.
All right. At least hear my new song, okay?
What? New song?
Yeah, I just made a new song.
Yeah. Welcome to Freak Central. The non-consensual party begins. Ooh, where that booty at? Time to get in.
Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich. I want to be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruited like some Skittles. And yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich. I want to be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruited like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. They tried to lock me up, but they didn't have a case. Got a jury scared they couldn't look me in the face. When the judge say I'm free, then there's a party at my place. Now throw them balls at me like I'm batting at the plate. Man booty dragging, but only if you're packing. Penthouse packed and they got my woolly wagon. Down on the satin and your best friend can tag in. Rhyming like a magic carpet, I think I'm Aladdin. It's the Diddy party, bring the sausage, what's the hickory? Thought I was in the shower, that's a stripper trying to piss on me. Me and Johnson, best friends, we got history. Searching for booty, getting to the bottom of the mystery. I need to take a seat, my favorite one's a dildo. Slip something in your drink and use your cheeks as a pillow. All I want is beef, put the meat across my grill though. Scrub my nuts on you like I'm clean and call me Brillo. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. And yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. She tryna mix my kids in the mac and cheese. The freeze come out when all the lanes are fast asleep. Cover you in the diddy sauce, I need some ass to feast. You can call me Donkey Kong, I'm tryna smash them cheeks. Let escorts touch my steak, tell them butter my meat. I only let my money spread if you're spreading your cheeks. Better have a tight ass if you're fucking with me. I got peanut butter and someone's pews stuck in my teeth. Get naked for fun, the escorts gon' show me their buns. I'm only eating if the booty tastes like butter pecan. Show off your guns, I'm tryna get a hole in one. I didn't eat before we freak, oh no, I might have the runs. You know the party going crazy, get your freak on. All the nasty things we do, you better never speak on. If you ain't trying to oil up, the nigga be gone. I'ma traumatize you, make you never wanna leave home. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. Thank you.
Hey, Father, since I did really good in school this year, I was wondering if you could take me to Disney World to see Chuck E. Cheese.
Jeffy, Chuck E. Cheese is not at Disney World. It's Mickey Mouse.
They're both rats, and I want to see them.
Jeffy, listen, I'm tired of going to Disney World. The same thing over and over and over again.
Okay, well, what about if we go to Epic Universe? Dun, dun, dun.
What is that? Is that in Fortnite?
You wish. It's actually a new amusement park in Universal Studios, and I want to go.
A new amusement park. It's been a long time since I've been on anything new. You know what? Screw it. My credit cards are ran out. Let's just go, me and you.
Yep, let's go.
All right, let's go. Oh, wow, Jeffy. This place looks so awesome.
Yeah, it is pretty epic. So now I'm going to take an epic dump in the urinal in the bathroom.
Jeffy, do not do that and get us kicked out.
Well, no one's done it yet, and I got to be the first one to do it.
Okay, but hold on. If you're going to do that, save it for the end of the day. Let's go this way. Let's go this way. Huh, Jeffy, I wonder what's inside that green pipe-looking thing.
I don't know, Danny. Let's go check it out.
All right, let's go.
Where the fuck do you think you're going?
Oh, we're new to Epic Universe.
Have you lost your goddamn mind being here? You're not allowed here. You're not allowed anywhere near here.
Well, it's just an amusement park, so...
No, you're under arrest, what? Both of you.
Oh, come on.
Oh.
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Probert, and today we will be hearing the case of Marvin and Jeffy, who are being accused of going to Universal Studios' new theme park, Epic Universe, where a section of the park is themed after a video game we are banned from mentioning. Marvin, Jeffy, what made you commit such a heinous crime?
Well, Your Honor, I didn't know...
Ugh, you disgust me even talking in my direction. I have dealt with serial killers, people who eat other people who throw babies off of bridges. But just knowing how horrible the crime you committed is makes me sick to my stomach. Do you want us to move to a fifth channel? Do you? I'm going to cover my eyes while you talk, because I can't bear the sight of you. Just continue.
Well, Your Honor, I didn't know that the park had a section themed like the video game.
Oh, I see. Now we're playing the I didn't know I was committing the worst crime in U.S. history card. You knew damn well there was a section of that park themed after that video game. It's the most eye-catching part of the entire thing. What, you expect me to believe you were there for How to Train Your Dragon? What, you think I was born yesterday? I didn't even know there were sequels. It's like making a theme park around Madagascar or Ice Age. Oh, but that would be pretty cool, though. Imagine a ride where you're in the acorn, and it's like a roller coaster, and you go around the glaciers and stuff where the squirrel chases you. Oh, that'd be so cool. I would make too much money. Damn it, now I'm just mad at you and mad that my good ideas never happened.
All right, listen, I only went because Jeffy wanted to go. I had no idea what this theme park had. It's Jeffy's fault.
Oh, my God, I knew you were a monster, but blaming your child for this crime? Marvin, you are one sick son of a bitch. Do you even have a soul?
I only bought the ticket since Jeffy wanted to go. It was not my idea, it was Jeffy's idea. What's the big deal? We barely walked in the park.
Mr. Marvin, you clearly have no remorse for your crimes because you don't even see that what you did was wrong. I made my verdict the moment I heard what you were accused of and saw your disgusting face. I find you and Jeffy guilty, and I sentence both of you to 10 billion consecutive life sentences. That means after you die, we'll bring you back to life 10 billion times so you can live in prison.
10 billion years? What the fuck? Why? I didn't even know the park was... We went there for 1 second.
Come on, guys. Time to go.
Oh, come on.
Yes. Take them away. Take them away before I throw up.
Get in there, you sick fucks. I'm from Owl Town.
Oh, so you're not a citizen, huh?
Listen. 10 billion years is just ridiculous.
Oh, well, it's not actually 10 billion years.
Oh, okay. The judge was just exaggerating.
It's 10 billion life sentences.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so let's say you live to be 80 years old. It's 10 billion times 80. You'd be in prison for 800 billion years.
What, 800 billion years? That doesn't make any sense. The world's not going to be around that long. The sun's going to explode.
Oh, well, in that case, we'll just put you on a spaceship with a guard and send you to another planet.
Okay, that's a waste of taxpayer money. What I did is not even that serious.
See, that's why you belong in here. You think what you did isn't that bad, but what you did is like the 9/11 of what you could have done.
When is grilled cheese time?
Huh, you guys think you get grilled cheese, huh?
I guess not.
Well, you do on Thursdays.
Well, what's today?
Sunday.
So what do we eat on Sunday?
Wouldn't you like to know, hungry boy?
I guess he's just going to let us starve today.
Actually, we're not allowed to do that. That's against the prison rules. We have to feed you.
So then what do you got to feed us?
Have you guys ever heard of McDonald's?
No way!
Oh, now I feel kind of bad about how excited you guys got. That's actually what I'm having for dinner. You guys can't have that.
So then what are we going to eat?
You guys can smell the box my Big Mac came in. And if I'm feeling really generous, I'll throw you a french fry. Just kidding! I eat the fries first!
Okay, so what do we eat?
It's actually, I think, oatmeal today. I don't know. I don't eat here.
What? Ew! Oatmeal!
Oh, y'all niggas don't like oatmeal? Because I got a whole lot of oatmeal. High protein. Whole lot of nuts. Very chunky. Slightly yellow, but still good. And it comes with a nozzle. Self-serve. So, tell me. How many bowls you want?
Oh my god!
I want oatmeal!
Now you talk to me! Guard! Guard! We need your help! Guard!
Pipe down, inmates.
Give me a sip.
No, it's mine.
Guard, we need your help.
What's the matter?
Sucking wiener.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't want to do that either. Glad I'm not in jail.
Listen, our cellmate claims to make his own oatmeal, and I doubt that.
Oh yeah, it's not oatmeal.
What is it?
Listen, it doesn't matter what it is. We're not eating oatmeal. Listen, guard, you have to let us out.
Well, you still have 799,999,999,999 years and 363 days and 23 hours left, so I would be friends with the oatmeal guy.
We're not being friends with Oatmeal Guy.
The first batch almost ready.
Come on, Daddy, let's hurry up and get in line before other people start showing up.
No one else is going to fucking show up, Jeff. We're the only ones in the cell.
But I don't want him to run out of oatmeal.
It's not oatmeal. We're not eating enough.
Well, come on, Daddy. I'll hold the nozzle and you can get the first sip.
Sick. Jeff, you're sick. It's not oatmeal. We're not eating it. Listen. There's only one of him and there's two of us. So we could gang up and we could kill him.
Well, Daddy, I don't really think it's a good idea to kill the only person in here that can get us food. I don't want to go hungry.
He's not making us food, Jeffy. Listen, we're going to kill him, okay? So I'm gonna go talk to him and distract him, and while he's talking to me, you're gonna go up behind him and you're gonna choke him.
Choke his nozzle?
But no, his neck! His neck, Jeffy, the thing he breathes out of.
Oh.
Oh, wait, sweat. Hey, Mr. Oatmeal Man.
Mr. Oatmeal Man? Nah, I'm Bose.
How the fuck you do that?
Shh! You're messing up the oatmeal process. It might come out lumpy.
Oh, okay, let's. Your name is Bubbles. How'd you get that name?
Oh, you want to hear my life story?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to hear that.
See, I ain't always like man ass. That was one of them straights. Yeah, it all started back in Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Yeah. About 17 years ago, I lived the American dream in Arkansas. I had a wife and three beautiful children. We lived in a paid-off house, nice car. I had my dream job where I was the CEO of a bubble machine-making company. People would call me Mr. Bubbles. I made about $500,000 a year. I donated to charity, went to church, helped out in the soup kitchens. I was a model citizen, a pillar of the community. I was even given the key of the city by the mayor for being such a perfect human being. Until one day my sink started leaking. So we had to call a plumber. This big fat ass plumber man came into my house and bent over to fix my sink. I couldn't help but notice his hairy ass crack, and it was showing. Once I saw that, I fell in love. It was all over for me after that. I became addicted to man ass. Every man's ass I saw after that, I couldn't help myself. I got arrested over and over and over again. I lost my job, my house, my wife, and my kids. All over man ass. I threw my whole life away for that man booty. I eat, breathe, and dream man booty. A lot of people wonder if I regret throwing away my perfect life for man behind. Hell no. I would say my life is perfect now. Stuck in a 10 feet by 8 feet room with man booty that I can't escape. Oh boy, this is heavy. What more could I even want? Yup, that's my life. Now leave me alone. I'm about to finish up this oatmeal.
Hold on! Wait. What is that?
It's oatmeal, damn it. You ain't never had oatmeal before.
Wait. So you were really making oatmeal in that corner?
Yeah. I thought you were hungry, right?
Wait, so you weren't jiggling niblets back there?
Hell nah, I was jiggling Quaker Oats, apples and cinnamon. Told you it was gonna be a little chunky and yellow. But you know, I mix it up to make sure it's leveled out.
Wait. That doesn't make any sense. So you were actually making oatmeal for us and not trying to serve us something bad?
Hell nah! No, why would I do that? Ruin perfectly good oatmeal.
Wait, so you, I thought you liked man ass.
Oh, I still do. I really do. But look, I've been going to therapy in prison, and my man therapist, he told me this. Maybe I should share oatmeal, and people would share their ass to me. You know what I'm saying? With me, willingly, consensually. That's a new word I learned.
That means they will give up their ass to me on a silver platter. Yeah.
So you make oatmeal and hope men do that.
Yeah, it's a good exchange. Now leave me alone. I gotta finish stirring.
All right, inmates, here's your dinner. My Big Mac box. I think there's a little bit of lettuce in there for you. Here you go.
I got dibs!
Oatmeal all done. Be careful, it's hot.
What is this?
Oh, no.
It's like a secret exit.
Looks like.
Hey, you guys close that fire exit. You're not even supposed to know about that unless there's a fire.
Run!
Come on, Jeffy.
This must be the door the Clintons used to kill Epstein.
Come on, Jeffy.
Oh, goddammit, get back here. I need the fucking keys, and they're over by the desk, and I'm over here. It's going to take a good 15 seconds to open this door. They're going to be long gone by then.
Oh, man, Jeffy, I'm so glad we escaped. I didn't want to spend 800 billion years in prison.
Yeah, but we made friends along the way who make good oatmeal.
Yeah, well, you know what I learned today? Don't judge a book by what it says.
Yep, that's why I always look at the pictures.
Yeah, so eat your oatmeal, Jeffy.
Aha! Gotcha!
Well, we made it back to home base.
Yeah.
Oh, darn it. You have to suck this fucking nutsack. I see. It's like that, is it? Okay. I'll just show myself out.
Whoa, Jeff, I didn't know that worked.
Yeah, the nutsack always works.
Aw, what's a good kitty?
Baby, get the cat off the dinner table.
But Marvin!
Go on, get! Get out of here, cat! Go on, get off the dinner table! No cats allowed on the dinner table, baby. Jeffy, dinner's ready.
Father? What the heck? You know I don't like green beans.
Jeffy, I made them different. I put something special in them.
What'd you do? Get a hamster and take a poop in them?
No, Jeffy, those are raisins. You're eating green beans and raisins, and me and Rose are eating macaroni and cheese and raisins.
Why would I get macaroni and cheese and raisins?
Because you're a growing boy, Jeffy, and you need to eat your green beans.
Well, Father, I just got one question for you. Who's your dealer?
What do you mean, who's my dealer?
Whoever you buy your drugs from, because you're so hot, I want to puff on whatever you're puffing.
I'm not puffing on anything, Jeffy. I'll eat your green beans.
Can I go eat them by the toilet?
No, because you're going to flush them down the toilet.
Can I eat them by the trash can?
No, because you're going to throw away the trash can.
Well, can I eat them in my room?
No!
Let him eat it in his room. Where's he gonna put it anyway?
In his, in his pillowcase or under his mattress.
No, that's where I keep my crusty socks, and it's full down there.
Oh, all right, Jeffy, you can eat in your room, but I'm gonna come check on you in 5 minutes, and you better eat this. You better not hide it anywhere.
Okay, here I go. To my room to eat my green beans.
Yeah, you better eat every single one of them. Better not find one on the ground. Baby, I'm so full.
Me too, Marvin.
What? You didn't eat your raisins.
Because raisins are disgusting, Marvin.
They're grapes.
They are sad grapes, and you know it.
I'm gonna go check on Jeffy and make sure he ate his green beans. All right, Jeffy, I'm coming to check to make sure you ate your green beans. Wait a minute. What? The front door's open. Rose, the front door's wide open. Your cat might have escaped.
What?
The front door's wide open, and I don't know if your cat got out.
Oh, no. Pumpkin, did you see him anywhere?
I haven't seen him.
Well, we gotta go look for him. Kitty, kitty, kitty. Kitty. Oh, no, Marvin. What if he got outside? He got eaten by a coyote. My poor kitty.
Oh, baby, hold on. Before you start assuming stuff, and before we go outside, let me go check Jeffy's room. Maybe he's with Jeffy.
Okay.
Jeffy?
Yeah, Daddy?
Have you seen Pumpkin anywhere?
It's not Halloween yet, Daddy.
I'm not talking about an actual pumpkin. I'm talking about that orange cat.
Nope.
Because the front door was left wide open. Did you leave the front door open?
Nope.
Because if Rose's cat got out, she's going to be upset.
Nope.
Jeffy, did you eat your green beans?
Yep.
Then where's the fork?
Daddy, it was so good. I swallowed the fork, too, but I choked on it like Squidward. Like, but you wouldn't get it unless you seen SpongeBob.
All right, Jeffy, be honest with me. The front door was left wide open. If you tell me right now, I won't be mad.
Oh, fork dick has four tits. Pees out of all of them.
Jeffy, I'm being serious.
Me too. If you had a fork dick, that's what it would do.
All right, listen. If you've seen Pumpkin anywhere, you let us know because the front door was left wide open.
Oh, butter knife dick cuts butter and shit.
All right, Jeffy, you're not taking this seriously. If you see that orange cat anywhere, you let me know.
Got it, Daddy.
Okay, Marvin. I printed out missing pumpkin flyers for us to put around the neighborhood.
Baby, you didn't put a picture of the cat.
I know, but I put his name, Pumpkin.
Yeah, but we know his name's Pumpkin, but other people don't know his name, so they're going to think you're talking about a missing pumpkin.
I am talking about a missing pumpkin.
No, I'm talking about, like, they're going to think it's a pumpkin from, like, Halloween.
Oh.
Yeah, so go add a picture of Pumpkin.
But Marvin, I already printed out so many.
It's okay, you can print more. Go.
Okay. All right, Marvin, I fixed the flyers.
Baby, why didn't you use colored ink?
Because we ran out of the colored ink when I printed the last flyers.
Okay, I guess these will work. Let's go put them around the neighborhood.
Marvin, we should put them on stop signs.
Baby, that's dangerous. People are not going to see the stop sign. They're going to get in a wreck.
Yeah, but they'll see the poster of our missing cat.
Okay, we'll do a few stop signs. Come on.
Okay. All right, Marvin, we finished putting up the flyers around the neighborhood.
Let's just hope someone calls.
Hey there.
What, the cops? What are you doing here?
Did you find our missing cat?
No, but now I know you guys are the ones who've been putting these posters up on stop signs.
We thought that was the best place for people to see them.
Oh, I saw the poster. Don't worry about that. What I didn't see is the stop sign. So I T-boned a family of six in a minivan. Yeah, the van rolled like 15 times because I was going pretty fast, and two of them have been declared dead on the scene. The rest of them had to get life-lighted to the hospital. Oh, except for the one who's still trapped under the car. They got to use the jaws of life to get him out, but still, he's going to be pretty mangled. I didn't get hurt because I'm drunk, but I mean, hey, I'm sure as hell sober now. Yeah, that woke me the heck up.
Wait, so you didn't find our missing cat?
No, but if I see a gray cat, I will be sure to let you know.
Pumpkin's not gray.
I know pumpkins aren't gray. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm not stupid.
No, the cat pumpkin isn't gray. He's orange.
That cat is gray. I'm looking right at him.
No, the printer ran out of ink. He's orange.
I cannot imagine that cat being orange. He is gray in my mind.
But why would we name a gray cat Pumpkin?
That's exactly what I was wondering.
Listen, he's orange. Just imagine him orange.
Okay, you should really put his name on the poster.
Well, see, that's what I thought, but Marvin didn't like it.
Oh, I like that way better.
But there's no picture of the cat on here.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I guess I only really know he's a cat because I already saw the other poster. You should really put these two posters together.
Hey, that's a good idea!
Yeah, just don't put them on stop signs. Put them on yield signs. Yeah, fuck yielding. I never yield. Anyway, how'd your cat get loose anyway?
I don't know. I was walking by the front door and it was wide open, and then I think he ran out when the door was open, and I asked my son if he left the door open, and he told me no.
Is he a liar?
What?
Is your son a liar? Is he prone to fabrication? Are his pants on fire?
I mean, he lies sometimes.
Well, I have a lie detector in my car.
In your car, you have a lie detector?
Yeah, I mean, I made it. I was on my way to the police station to interrogate someone with it, but I could use it on your son to see if he opened the door.
Yeah, yeah, go grab it. I want to see if Jeffy's lying about leaving the door open, if it was him or not.
Okay. All right, here it is, Marvin, the truth teller 5000.
Wow.
This is really a time machine?
No, it's a lie detector. You weren't listening.
Oh, yeah, a time machine. Does it work?
It's not a time machine, Marvin. It's a fucking lie detector.
Oh, does it work?
Yeah, it works really well. See, whenever you tell a lie, it lights up red, and whenever you tell the truth, it lights up green. And if you tell a super lie, a horn goes off that says, liar, in my voice. Here, try it out. Put it on here. There you go, Marvin. Are you bald?
No.
See?
Oh, no, I have hair on the sides of my head.
See, Marvin, it works.
Okay, well, Rose, can you put it on? I have some questions for you.
No, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Well, I have questions.
No, believe me, buddy, sometimes it's better to not know. Check it out. Okay, Marvin, ask me if I have a big wiener.
Do you have a big wiener?
No. Call Jeffy in here.
Jeffy, get in here.
Yeah, Daddy?
We have questions to ask you, Jeffy.
Oh, roly-poly dick. Curls up in a ball when it gets scared and shit.
Yeah, mine does that too.
Listen, Jeffy, this is a time machine.
Marvin, I swear to God, let me do the talking. This is not a time machine.
Oh, time machine, dick. Goes back in time and shit.
No, it's not a time machine. It's a lie detector.
Oh, lie detector, dick. Detects lies and shit.
Yes, Jeffy, it's going to detect lies. And did you leave that front door open?
No.
Well, we're going to ask you with the time machine.
It's not a time machine, Marvin. God damn it.
Oh, we're going to ask with the lie detector.
Okay. I will put the helmet on his head. Jesus, come here. All right, Jeffy, it's all set up. So if you're lying, the red light will light up, and if you're telling the truth, the green light will light up.
Oh, red light, green light, dick. Stops and goes and shit.
Jeffy, if you do one more shit dick, then you're grounded.
Oh, shit dick, covered in shit and smells like shit and shit.
You're grounded, Jeffy.
Marvin, just ask your questions.
All right, Jeffy, did you leave the front door open?
Yes.
You said earlier you didn't.
I know I lied.
Oh, okay, so now that we have a time machine, you're going to start telling the truth?
Yeah, because you're going to find out the truth anyway.
Oh, wow. So there's no point in having the time machine then.
Marvin, it's not a time machine.
There's no point in having a lie detector then if you're going to start telling the truth now.
Well, just ask more questions.
All right, Jeffy. Do you know where Pumpkin is?
No, I do not know where he is.
Okay, you're telling the truth with that. Did you leave the front door open on purpose?
Yes.
Well, why would you do that?
Because I'm a fuck.
Are you stupid like this all the time, or are you faking it?
Yes.
What does that mean?
I don't know. That's new to me.
All right, Jeffy, is there anything else you want to admit to?
Oh, Pinocchio dick gets longer as I lie and shit.
No, Jeffy, there was this one time that Pumpkin was covered in poop. Why was he covered in poop?
Well, because I wiped my ass with him after I took a shit.
What? You said he rolled around the litter box.
Well, he did that too. Fuck.
What? Jeffy, that is it. You're going to go to your room and you're grounded. You're not going to leave the room the whole weekend.
All right, I'm going to my room and I'm totally going to stay there all weekend. I'm going to take this off.
Well, Marvin, you got the truth.
Yeah, but we still don't know where Pumpkin is.
Yeah, this can't really help with that. But hey, I'll leave it here so you can play with it. But I'm not entirely sure it's accurate because I haven't really calibrated it. But that little wiener thing was definitely true. Yeah, wait, fuck, I said that backwards. I meant, it's not accurate. I haven't calibrated it. So, I have a big wiener, Marvin, and I'm going to leave this here for... I think there's something wrong with it. Maybe you shouldn't believe this machine. I have a big wiener, and I'm going to just ignore that, and then I'm gonna head out. But if I see a gray cat, I'm going to let you know.
It's orange. Okay, let's see if this thing is truly accurate. I, Marvin, have a big wiener. Okay, but it's not small, though. It's not the smallest penis in the world. How would you possibly even know that information? Oh, okay. Well, if I was in a room with 10 guys, I'd be in the top 3 biggest. Oh, come on!
Hey, Marvin, I'm back from the bathroom. Did you finish your test?
Oh, yeah. Turns out Jeffy's the one who left the door open.
Oh, well, Marvin, you know he's still just a kid.
He's 19 years old, baby.
Well, accidents happen.
No, he did it on purpose.
Oh, well, Marvin, we really should go look for Pumpkin.
Who's at the door? Oh, it's probably my package for big penis, like, reversal pills. Because mine's so big.
Liar!
I don't know why it's screaming liar. This thing must be broken. It lies all the time. It's not calibrated right, is what he told me. Hello? Pumpkin, you found him!
Where's my reward?
What?
The paper said I'd get a reward.
Oh, well, bring him inside. We'll discuss that.
All right, I'm coming.
Oh, Pumpkin, you're back! Where did you find him?
He ran out in front of my Lamborghini and almost hit him. The only reason I didn't is because I didn't want to damage my Lamborghini.
Oh, well, thank you for bringing him back.
Now, where's my reward?
What?
The paper said that there'd be a reward, so give me money.
Baby, where's the money you're gonna give him?
I don't have any money.
So then why the fuck would you put reward on the paper if there wasn't gonna be a reward?
Well, I was hoping someone would bring him back because he's our pet.
Damn, I should've just hit him.
Well, listen, Pumpkin's back, everyone's happy. What were you doing coming here anyway?
Well, I wanted to come get your house payment. But I'm assuming you don't have that?
No, I have the house payment. Of course I have the house payment. I already
put this on.
Well, you don't even know what this thing is. It's a time machine.
Do you have your house payment this month?
Of course I do.
Liar!
Oh, listen, I have half of it.
Liar!
Okay, listen, I have most of it.
Liar!
If you just give me till tomorrow, I'll have it.
Liar!
Next week, I'll have it.
Liar!
Next month, I'll pay double.
Liar!
Okay, listen, this the thing doesn't even know what it's doing. It's supposed to take you back in time or something.
Marvin, do you even have your house payment ever? Do you even try to pay your house payment?
I try to pay it every month. Baby, don't every day we sit on the couch and I go, I'm going to pay my house payment this month. I'm really going to try to pay it. That's what I'm going to do.
Marvin, give me that.
What?
I'm going to cut off your balls and put them in a jar and pickle them. I'm going to have pickled balls and then I'm going to play pickleball with it. And I'm going to cut your balls off with the scissors that are in my ass. So I'm going to give you a 5-second head start, Marvin, because I can't really run that well with scissors up my ass. That's why they tell you not to run with scissors. So, get running.
What you doing?
Sitting on the couch.
And?
Watching TV.
Do you know what today is?
Sunday.
Okay, Jeffy, do you know what today is?
Eeyore has a nail in his ass.
Yes, he does, Jeffy.
How's he poop?
I don't know, Jeffy.
Why don't you do that?
I don't know, Jeffy.
I'm gonna do that.
Okay, Marvin, do you know what's special about this Sunday?
The Minnesota Timberwolves are playing the Denver Nuggets.
I don't know what any of that means. Jeffy, do you know what's special about this Sunday?
If a girl sits on Pinocchio's face and he tells a lie, what will happen?
You guys, it's Mother's Day!
Oh, yeah, it is Mother's Day. Baby, I remembered that.
No, you didn't, Marvin. You didn't even wish me Happy Mother's Day.
Well, you're not my mom, so I don't have to say that to you.
Well, Marvin, come on! Jeffy, are you gonna wish me Happy Mother's Day?
Eeyore has a nail in his ass.
Ugh, you guys forgot!
We did not forget! Jeffy made you something for Mother's Day!
He did?
I did?
Yeah, Jeffy, you did, so go to the kitchen and grab it.
Marvin, did Jeffy really make me something for Mother's Day?
He did, he's grabbing it right now.
I couldn't find it.
Jeffy, go grab what you made her for Mother's Day.
But I didn't make her anything.
I know, go make her something really quick in the kitchen.
All right, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, go do it. He's grabbing it, baby. He just forgot. I told him where it was.
I'm gonna make my mommy a cake for Mother's Day. I'm gonna start with marshmallows. More marshmallows. Macaroni and cheese. Some syrup. All right, now I gotta put it in the microwave. Start. Now we wait. It's okay if I stand this close to the microwave, because this is how I got so smart. Oh, I think it's done! Alright, it's done! And I wrote wow on it, because wow, that's a yummy cake. Alright, Mommy, I got your Mother's Day present. I made you a cake.
Oh, wow!
Glad you could read. I put wow on it because, wow, that's a yummy cake.
Or if you flip the cake around, it says Mom for Mother's Day.
Well, I'm not gonna flip it around because that wasn't my intention.
Well, Jeffy, the cake looks delicious. What's in it?
Let me tell you. Marshmallows, macaroni, syrup. Yummy.
That does sound yummy, Jeffy. Thank you.
Eat it.
Okay. Nom nom nom. Delicious.
Eat all of it.
Well, Jeffy, I can't because I don't have a fork.
I'll go get you one.
Well, Jeffy, you know what? I'm actually kind of full already.
You know what? You see this shit? You see this shit? You're gonna eat this shit, okay? Okay.
Baby, you're not gonna actually eat that, are you?
I'll at least have a couple of bites, Marvin, for Jeffy.
He wants you to eat the whole thing.
I'm not gonna eat the whole thing, Marvin.
I wouldn't eat any of it. It looks disgusting.
Well, you know what? At least he got me something for Mother's Day. What did you get me?
Well, I was thinking for Mother's Day, maybe you could give me a Blumpkin.
Ew, Marvin! No, that's disgusting!
Oh, come on. Just at least try it.
No, Marvin. I would never, ever, ever, ever in a million years ever try that. It's gross.
Wow! You said my cake is gross!
What, Jeffy? No, I wasn't talking about your cake.
Then what were you talking about?
I'm sorry, Jeffy. I can't tell you. It's too disgusting.
Because you were talking about my cake, you bitch!
No, I wasn't, Jeffy!
You're a bad mommy! You're not even my real mommy!
Jeffy, go to your room!
No, I hope you guys choke and die on my macaroni and marshmallow cake!
Baby, he didn't mean it. He was... Blumpkin maybe make you feel better.
I hate my mommy! She's not even my real mommy! I'm gonna jump out this window and run away and find a new mommy that'll like my marshmallow macaroni syrup cake! See you later, crappy mommy!
Baby, stop crying.
But Jeffy hates me. He said I'm not his real mom.
To be fair, you're not his real mom.
Marvin!
But hey, his real mom is dead, and you know the bad stuff his real mom did. You're way better than her.
I'm the worst stepmom ever.
No, he just wanted you to try his disgusting cake.
I should have.
Well, you were going to, but then you turned down the Blump. See, if you wouldn't have turned down my Blump offer, you wouldn't have said all that gross stuff and made him think you're talking about his cake.
But Marvin, it is gross. It's disgusting.
Hey, I wouldn't say that too loud. He'd probably think you're still talking about his cake.
Aww.
Listen, I'm going to go talk to Jeffy and let him know this is a big misunderstanding.
Thank you, Marvin.
Yeah, and if this works, you might want to reconsider the Blumperoni and cheese.
No.
Hey, Jeffy. Rose is very upset. She's upset that you called her a bad mom, and she's not a bad mom. She didn't say your cake was disgusting. She said that me asking for a Blumpkin was disgusting. You see, a Blumpkin's when you're using the bath... Jeffy? Jeffy! Who's doing this? Jeffy! Jeffy! Oh, my God! He escaped! Well, not escaped. He ran away! Rose! Rose!
What?
Jeffy ran away out the window.
Oh, no, Marvin. Where would he go?
I don't know.
Marvin, we have to call the cops. It's not safe for him out there.
Why wouldn't outside be safe for Jeffy?
Marvin, he's 19 years old. He wears a diaper on the outside of his pants. He has a helmet on his head and a pencil in his nose.
You're right. He might think a stop sign is a giant popsicle. We have to call the cops.
Yes, call him real quick!
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, officer. Wait, where's the other cop?
He went out of town for Mother's Day.
Aw, he took his mom somewhere for Mother's Day?
No, he wanted to get as far away from his mom as possible. He hates her.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, between me and you, I love her. She gives me blumpkins.
Ew!
Lucky.
Marvin!
Anyway, why'd you call me?
Oh, well, our son ran away.
Well, how long's he been missing?
About 5 minutes.
All right, well, 5 minutes. We usually don't look for anybody until they've been missing for 3 days.
Well, our son is very special. He has the strength of 10 men.
Oh, I got what you mean. All right, what's he look like?
Well, he has a blue helmet on his head, a pencil on his nose, and a yellow shirt.
Hold on. I got to do a police sketch of this. Let me go get my materials. All right, explain what he looks like.
Okay, he has a blue helmet on his head. He has a pencil in his nose. He wears jeans and a diaper over his jeans. He has his name on his shirt, which is yellow. He has blue eyes and buck teeth.
Is this your son?
That's a minion.
I know, but is it your son?
No, that's not my son.
Also, Jeffy's eyes are crooked.
All right, well, I can imagine that.
Okay, and imagine him being a human and looking nothing like a minion.
Well, you want me to throw this away?
Actually, can I keep it?
Sure, ma'am. Here you go.
Aw, thank you.
I accept tips.
Oh, here you go.
Thank you, ma'am. And I also do caricatures if you guys are interested in that.
Oh, please.
No, we don't have time for that. We gotta find Jeffy.
Marvin, come on, please.
How long does it take?
About 15 minutes.
Oh, 15 minutes? We don't have 15 minutes, baby.
Marvin, it won't take too long.
Yeah, Marvin, it is Mother's Day.
Okay, fine. Hurry up.
All right.
New mommies, where are you?
There's a mommy over here, you.
Really?
Yeah, come a little closer.
I'm coming.
Come a little even closer.
I'm on my way.
Even closer.
Okay.
Come closer.
I'm coming.
You're almost there.
Here I am.
What's going on?
Hey there, Jeffy.
Mommy?
You thought you could kill me, huh? Well, now I'm gonna kill you.
No! Daddy! Help me!
Oops, I moved.
Oh, no worries, ma'am. I'm not looking at you guys anymore. I'm actually done.
What is that?
It's you begging for a blumpkin.
Ew!
It's actually very accurate.
Hey, why do I look so chunky?
Don't blame the artist. Blame yourself. And I'd probably lay off the breadsticks at Olive Garden.
But I like the breadsticks.
Anyway, that'll be $20.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you, ma'am.
You know, Marvin, actually, I kind of like it.
I like it, too. It's very accurate. I just wish it happened in real life. Anyway, let's go look for Jeffy, please.
Actually, I do magic tricks.
We don't have time for magic tricks.
But, Marvin, I want to see a magic trick.
We don't have time for it. We're not doing a magic trick.
Marvin, please.
Okay, fine. This is the last thing we're doing.
All right, pull my sleeve.
Whoa, Marvin, look. It just keeps going and going and going. It's stuck. Oh,
you almost got it.
Whoa.
Still some more there.
This is awesome, Marvin. Yeah. Oh, it's stuck.
It's stuck.
There you go. You got it. All right, that'll be $20.
Okay, the trick didn't even work all the way. It got stuck in your shirt over and over.
Nah, well, at least I can juggle.
No, we're not doing, no juggling. Go find Jeffy, please.
All right, your son, the minion. Got it.
He's not a minion.
I'm gonna chop you up limb by limb.
I'd rather you just shoot me.
Nah, that's too quick. I wanna make you suffer for what you did to me. So, which arm do you like the most?
Ah, somebody help me!
Don't wanna answer? Well, I'll just choose for you. Right arm.
Hey, kid, you okay?
My mommy trying to kill me.
Well, maybe you should have appreciated your other mommy more.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Come on, Jeffy, wake up! Wake up, Jeffy!
Wake up, Jeffy, wake up!
Oh, what's going on?
Jeffy, you fell asleep and you left the microwave on for 30 minutes with marshmallows in it. You almost drowned the whole house in marshmallows because you forgot to make Rose a Mother's Day gift.
Marvin, don't yell at him because he forgot about Mother's Day.
Oh, great. Now she knows about it. Good going, Jeffy.
Danny, I had the weirdest dream. I had a dream that you were trying to get a Blumpkin. And then a police officer came and drew you trying to get a Blumpkin.
Jeffy, what the heck's a Blumpkin?
I'll explain when you're older. And then my dead mommy came back and tied me up and tried to kill me.
I don't care about your stupid, dumb dream, Jeffy. All I care about is that you forgot Mother's Day, so tell Rose Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Mommy. I love you so much, and you're the best mommy ever.
Thank you, Jeffy.
Now, eat it.
Jeffy, please don't make me eat that.
You see this shit? You're gonna eat this shit.
Get her a fork, Jeffy.
Oh.
be on that man, cause I be robbing. I don't want no lap dance, bitch, give me noggin. Alright, Cross, this Saturday night, we're gonna be having a school dance. We're gonna be boogie woogieing, twerking, and throwing that shit back. So make sure you have a date, cause if you don't, you are a loser!
Aw, oh, man, a school dance? That's lame as hell. We're too old for that. And who wants to go to school on a Saturday night anyways? We could be playing video games.
Yeah, Saturday night's when we play Fortnite.
Yeah.
A school dance? That's so cool. I want to go. Junior, you have to take me because you're my boyfriend.
I can't. Me, Joseph, and Cody are going to run trios on Fortnite.
Actually, me and Ken are going to go to the dance.
What? You're going to go to the dance?
Gay.
Well, yeah, I want to see Ken's wop. Wet-ass plastic.
So he is a doll.
No, he's not a doll. He's just got so much Botox, it's like plastic.
Junior. So you're not going to take me?
Me and Joseph can run duos. Cody holds us back anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fine then. I'm just going to go by myself then.
You're going to go to a dance all by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Bros before hoes. I'll see you on Fortnite, Joseph.
Yes, sir, Ski.
Hey, Penelope.
Hey, Patrick.
Do you guys have one to go to the dance with?
No. No, I don't.
Really? I thought you and Junior were dating.
Me too!
Well, since you're not, you want to go to the dance with me?
Yes, Patrick. I would love to.
Yay!
Damn, dude. Never in a million years where I thought I'd see the day that Patrick's still your bitch. Wow. 2025 is starting out crazy.
You can't go to a dance with another man while dating me. That's cheating. Cody, is that cheating? Check the book.
Okay, I'll check the book, Junior.
In case you go to a dance with another man.
I don't see it, Junior. I'm looking.
Keep looking.
Junior, you didn't want to go. I did. Patrick asked me, so I said yes. We're just going as friends.
As friends? Cody, read her the rule about women having male friends.
It says women cannot have male friends.
What?
Article 4.
Article 4 says no man would be friends with a woman unless he thinks there's a possibility he might be able to sleep with her.
What kind of insecure asshole wrote that book? We're just friends, Junior.
Article 5.
Article 5 says if she defends the man, that means she's definitely cheating or she's keeping him in her back pocket so she can cheat later.
You guys, it's Patrick. He's special.
Special? She just called him special! Cody, read her Article 7 about pet names.
Pet names. It says if she says he's special or like a brother, they've been friends since they were kids, I mean, she's definitely cheating.
Yeah, so you know what? I don't want you going to the dance with Patrick, so I will go to the dance with you.
No, Junior, I can't do that to him. I can't break his heart.
Wait, you care about breaking his heart? You care about his feelings? Oh my God, Cody, read her the article about feelings.
I'll be honest with you guys. This is just a science textbook. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Junior!
The book doesn't lie.
If you want to go to the dance, then you can come and you can dance with us there. How about that?
What? Dance with you? I'm not going to be a part of y'all stupid love triangle where you get your cake and eat it too. I'm not going to be that. It's only me or him, and you got to pick.
Junior, you're so insecure. I'm not having this conversation with you. Go if you want. I'm going with Patrick.
What? The book? Cody, check the book, please. She does it all cheating.
Guys, I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at. This is just like planets and shit.
Hey, loser, do you have a date to the dance?
No, because he's so ugly.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, bitch, those horizontal scars on your wrist are just for attention. Go vertical next time and do us all a favor.
Yeah, well, you're just mad because you don't have a date to the dance.
I actually do have a date to the dance, in fact.
Oh, yeah? Well, I believe that when I see it.
Well, you won't be seeing my face there because she'll be sitting on it like a dog scratching his ass on the carpet.
Oh, yeah? Well, what's her name?
Stinky fuckerhead 439½.
Sounds made up.
No, she just goes to a different school.
Wham, boo-hoo, cry.
What's wrong, Jeffy? How was school?
Hey, there's a school dance this Saturday night, and this kid was making fun of me saying that I didn't have a date to the dance, but I told him that I did have a date. So if I show up to the dance without a date, then he's going to make fun of me and call me a loser.
Aw, Jeffy, are there any girls in your class you could ask to go with?
No.
Baby, he's 20 years old. All the girls in his class are 15.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, if he looks at one of them wrong, he's going to jail. All right, so you told this kid that you have a date to the dance.
Yeah.
Okay, did you explain, like, what she looks like?
No, but I did tell him her name.
Okay, what's the name you said?
Stinky Fuckerhead 439½.
Well, it looks like there's no problem here, because he knows that name is made up.
No, he doesn't! He believed me! And he said that he would see me and her at the dance!
He's not going to see you there at the dance with a girl named that, because there's no girl named that. Why would you think of that name out of all the girl names in the world? Why'd you say that?
Well, because it was the only girl name I could think of!
That's not a girl's name!
That's rude, Daddy! It's not her fault that her parents got a divorce, and that she has two different last names!
So you've met a girl with that name?
Yeah.
No, you haven't. What's her last name?
439½.
What's her first name?
Stinky Fuckerhead.
No, it's not, Jeffy. Stop making it up.
I'm not making it up. It's real.
Okay, you know what? Why don't we just download Tinder or Hinge and find some random girl to go to the dance with them?
Marvin, no. Girls on those apps are just looking for hookups.
What was the name of those apps again?
Okay, well, how about we just hire a girl to go to the dance with him?
No, Marvin, we're not getting him an escort.
Jeffy's prostitution problem.
Marvin, we can't call the video that.
We're not going to call the video. That's not what we're doing. Why don't we just hire a girl to go by whatever the hell name he just said, and she goes to dance, dances, and then she leaves. Why can't we just hire a girl to do that?
Slide her a 20 and she might do something freaky.
I don't get no freaky. Just go to the dance so you don't look like a loser. Look, I can just call my friend the Love Doctor.
Oh, that's a good idea, Daddy.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor, my son.
My retired brother Bill will need a date to dance.
What is he talking about?
My son Jeffy needs a date to the school dance, so we called you.
Oh, well, I'm very flattered, but I am unhappily married. Also, I'm not really into dudes, so no can do.
Well, no, like, I'm talking about, like, he needs a date to the school dance.
Oh, he needs a date to the school dance, huh?
Yeah, and then you're a doctor, so I thought maybe you're, like, a love doctor.
What the fuck is a love doctor?
Like, someone who, like, gets someone dates?
No, I'm just, like, a regular doctor. I mean, if you need help donating sperm, I can do that.
Well, I donate a lot of that to the toilet and also the floor around it because I miss my hand. And sometimes when I'm edging, I can hit the back of the wall, and I might JFK a bitch if she ain't careful.
But I just need you to help me find him a date to the school dance.
You know, I knew a guy who never needed a date to the dance because he always had one. Yep, always has a date to the dance, Lance. Let me tell you about him.
So when I was in high school, we had school dances like homecoming and prom, and everyone would ask girls out trying to get dates to the dance. But there was this one kid who never had to worry about getting a date to the dance. Always had a date to the dance, Lance. You see, Lance was rolling in dates. Every time a school dance was coming up, all the girls in school would tell guys no because they were hoping Lance would take them to the dance. I asked so many girls to the dance in the craziest ways, and they still said no, hoping for a chance to the dance with Lance. I hired an airplane advertisement company to fly a banner asking a girl out, and she said no. I had the chorus class sing to a girl in class, and she still said no. And I even had the lunch lady spell it with French fries for a girl, and she said no. No one had a chance against Lance. Me and all the other guys were pissed. We would go to the dance without dates, and all the girls took one glance at Lance, and they were in a trance. And the dance was themed like France. I knew I had to stop this nonsense, so I put ants in Lance's pants, but it just enhanced his dance. So then, I pantsed Lance while he danced. Turns out he had a huge dong. He began to prance with it dragging behind him, and then Lance was expelled after that for refusing to pull up his pants. But I heard Lance has a degree in finance, and he loves plants. So yeah, all he has to do is be like Lance, and he'll have too many dates to the dance.
Okay, but he's not Lance.
I mean, he's kind of Lance.
Oh, listen, is there any way you can help us find him a date, even if we have to pay her?
Like an escort?
No.
Jeffy's prostitution bamboozle.
Marvin!
No, listen, is there any nice girls that you know?
I mean, I do pap smear, so I know the good ones. I mean, that's probably a HIPAA violation, but I smear some pap now. Smear the shit out some pap. Yeah, like jelly on toast. Yeah, see, down at the hospital, they call me Papa Smurf, because I'm the Papa Smurf of pap smears. Right up there with Marcanus and Marcellus Pap, the Wright brothers of pap smears. They invented it. Before them, it was just a pap poke, but they invented the smear.
Oh, listen, can you help us or not? Get him a date.
I think I know a girl. I'll be right back.
Hey there! Brooklyn guy said you needed a date to the dance. He's the best doctor ever. He does my pap smears. I call him Papa Pig, because he fixed my muddy puddles.
Well, ma'am, it's nice to meet you. Is there any way we could pay you to go on a date with our son?
Yeah, for the right amount of money. What's my name supposed to be?
Stinky fucker 439 and a half.
What?
I mean, I prefer Brooke.
No.
Okay.
Well, listen, all you have to do is take him to the dance and then bring him right home.
Yeah, I can do that.
Hey, Daddy, slide her a 20. I want to get freaky.
No, Jeffy, there's no freaky. Look, just go to the dance with her and impress your friends.
All right, Daddy, but if the Red River's flowing, I want to take the dirt road home.
Well, the dirt road's pretty much your only option.
I really hope they have a good time.
Me too.
Give it up for DJ Chopstick! How many Y's in this bitch? Where my shooters at?
Get your balls off my shoulder.
Hey guys, look, my date's here!
Whoa, look at that, honey. He actually has a date.
Ow.
Her name is Stinky Fucker 439 and a half.
Or Brooke. You can just call me Brooke.
Look at that, honey. She has a mustache.
It's actually not a mustache. It's a Cleveland Steamer I gave her on the car on the way over here.
Well, actually, that would be a dirty Sanchez. A Cleveland Steamer is where you shit on their chest.
I did that too.
Ugh, they're freaks.
Actually, I'm gonna do 4 in the stink, none in the pink. Straight punch an asshole.
Ugh, let's get out of here, honey.
Gross.
Look at that! You did it! You made them think I'm cool!
Yeah, we really showed them.
Started finger pump?
No. When do I get paid?
This is fun, Penelope.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me, Patrick.
I'm so happy you said yes to going to the dance with me.
Me too.
Hey, you want to see me dance as fast as I can?
Sure. Patrick, your pants fell off.
Uh-oh, we know a lot.
Hey, Penelope, I just wanted to come to the dance and see.
What? You had Patrick's pants off? You took his pants off?
No, he just danced his pants off.
Get away from my girl.
Ow.
Oh, you ever take your pants off in front of my girlfriend like that?
You want to go, bitch?
Oh my god! Take that man's winners out! His winners out!
Hey! No winners out on the dance floor! What do you think this is, a Diddy party?
We're back, and someone's pooper is sore, and it's not mine!
Okay, so how'd the date go?
Oh, it was great! Everyone at the dance was so jealous!
Well, I don't know about that, but he did show up with a date who had that ridiculous name.
Okay, well, here's the $20 we owe you.
Thank you. Haha, suckers! It was me the whole time!
What? You look just like a lady!
Dude, look like a lady! Yeah, that.
Well, what about all that shit we did in the car?
Literally.
Well, so, like, everything went fine? I mean, you look just like a woman. Like, what happened?
Well, I think you got the gist of it. Everything went fine. But word of advice, if you ever shit on someone's chest again, make sure it's not diarrhea. Again.
It was solid at first!
Hey guys, I want you to try my new chicken Alfredo recipe and tell me it's delicious, because I know it is.
Oh god, why does it smell like that?
Are you sure that's chicken?
Alright, you got me. There was a dead bird in the roll, but I didn't want it to go to waste, so I scraped the feathers off, and then I scraped the maggots off too, and I threw it in the Alfredo mix.
Oh, don't birds have diseases?
No, not if you boil it correctly, and I'm a professional boiler. I always score 300 when I boil.
I don't get it.
I said professional boiler, so it sounds like professional bowler.
Oh,
bowling.
Yeah, you can't lie now. Yeah, I like that.
I hope your food's better than your jokes.
Oh, it's way better, so try that shit.
Can I try it?
No, Jeffy, let the adults try it first.
I'm 20. At what age in your mind is it that I'm an adult?
When you start acting like one. Exactly. All right, let's all try it. Like, let's just all eat out of the bowl.
Marvin, I don't want to.
You have to try it.
Okay.
Try that food. Oh, so yummy.
How is it? Delicious, right?
It's so good, Jeffy.
That's what I'm talking about. I know that shit good. You ain't got to tell me like that. What? I got psychic powers. My shit always good.
Oh, God. God, I'm so sick.
Me too, Marvin.
Oh, I gotta use the bucket.
Marvin, get out of the way. I gotta go.
Why are you guys throwing up in my trick-or-treat bucket?
Because, Jeffy, we're so sick.
Why don't you throw up in the toilet like an adult?
Jeffy, if you ate the food, why aren't you sick?
Oh, I didn't actually eat it. I just went num-num-num-num-num-num-num. Or you can keep throwing up in my trick-or-treat bucket.
Can you please call the doctor, Jeffy?
What's his number?
911.
That's too many numbers to remember.
911.
See, I already forgot it.
I'll call a doctor.
Oh, you got it? Good. Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Ew, why are you throwing up in a trick-or-treat bucket?
That's what I want to know!
Oh, doctor, we ate some bad food and we think we got food poisoning.
Wait, if you already know what's wrong with you, why did you call me?
Well, we wanted you to fix the food poisoning.
Oh, well, there's not really much I can do for food poisoning. But you know, whenever I was a kid and I felt sick, my grandma always used to rub my tum-tum and sing me the Tum Tum Feel Better song, even though she was tone-deaf and had no rhythm. Hold on, let me rub your tum-tum. Rub-a-dub-dub, rub your tum-tum, feel better now. Tom, Tom, please, feel better now. Do you feel better now?
Oh,
well, you must be really sick if the Tum Tum Feel Better song didn't work.
Well, I got a song that I can sing you that'll maybe make you feel better. My Gucci's pink, my booty hole brown. I also have toilet paper crumbs hanging from my asshole. Gooch, gooch, gooch. Well, I guess that didn't work.
Oh, God, what is in this?
Chef Peavy said you found a dead bird on the side of the road and took the maggots off and cooked it.
And you still ate it?
Well, we didn't want to make him feel bad.
He made you feel bad. I'm gonna go yell at the chef.
Chef Pee Pee, how you doing? Another masterpiece!
Hey, are you the one who cooked this poison?
You mean this work of art? Yeah, I did that.
Guilty as charged! Yeah, well, you're making people sick.
What, sick of eating normal food? Yeah, I understand, because once they taste this masterpiece, they only want excellence.
No, they only want edible food, because this shit isn't edible.
My food is edible? What the hell are you talking about?
Your food is making people throw up!
They're throwing up because they wanted to taste it again. You know, I didn't make enough the first time.
Listen, man, anyone could cook better than you.
What? Nobody can cook better than Chef Pee Pee. I'm the top chef. You think you can cook better than me?
Oh, I absolutely could cook better than you.
Oh, hell, must have frozen over.
Oh, yeah? Well, guess what? The devil just called, and he says he needs a jacket.
Talk your shit, then. Pull out there.
Pull up. I'm pulled up, dog. I'm here.
Oh, you really pulling up? Are you talking your
shit you spit in my face, ugly ass boy?
Hey, I'm pulled up, dog.
Well, I could be a pussy-ass doctor.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm not just a doctor. I'm a cop. I'm a firefighter. I'm a lawyer. I do all kinds of shit.
Pussy. Pussy and more pussy.
Okay, well, I've seen Ratatouille. Anyone can cook.
Hey, Ratatouille ain't a real-ass movie. It ain't about a fucking chef with a rat in his hat. That's not real. There's no rats in my hat. You see it? I'm flopping anyway.
No, I don't see any rats in your hat, but I'm sure I can cook better than you.
No, the hell you can't. Look, give me your outfit. I can cook. I can be a better doctor than you.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you my whole fucking wardrobe, even though that would be in violation of the medical board, and I'd probably lose my license and go to jail. I'm still trying to prove a point.
Yeah, I hope you ain't. I hope you are. You
give me your damn outfit,
punk. Chef Pee-Pee got his degree. I'm a doctor in this business.
You don't have a degree, and you don't know what you're doing.
I've seen plenty of Grey's Anatomy. I know what the hell I'm doing.
Oh God, why does your outfit smell like shit?
You smell like the shit when you wash the shit.
Or maybe it's moldy ravioli.
Look, I didn't get a chance to wash my outfit. Hey, call me when you give up, because I'm about to go and be a gynecologist. Spread them lips and cup, baby.
Yeah, well, it doesn't smell as good as it sounds. Clean all this shit up.
Oh, doctor, thank God you're here. The patients are lining up. Wait, who are you? Where's Dr. Gott?
Dr. Gott quit. He said he ain't about this lifestyle, so you got the next best thing. Dr. Pee-Pee.
Well, are you qualified?
Overly qualified. What the hell are you talking about? Don't you see the stethoscope around my neck? I went to Harvard State Community College of Education. Go Bulldogs!
Wait, aren't the Bulldogs Yale?
Shut the hell up before I yell in your face.
Okay.
All right, so where's my first patient? Let's get this doctor shit over with.
Mr. Johnson is your patient.
You said Mr. Johnson. Isn't that a penis?
Isn't your name Pee-Pee?
All right, you got a point. Hey, Mr. Johnson, how you doing? Or should I say Mr. Penis?
My balls hurt. Can you grab them and tell me if I'm gonna die?
What? I'm not grabbing your balls? Fruity ass! What is he talking about?
You gotta give him a testicular exam.
Fuck no! I'm not giving him no testicular exam! I came here for the women! What? No. I didn't come here for that, ma'am.
You also gotta check his prostate for cancer.
What?
I need you to stick your finger in my ass.
No! Fuck no! I'm not checking your ass! No, I don't want poop on my hands! What's wrong with you? You do it, please.
I gotta see another patient.
You can't run off like that.
Who's sticking their finger in my ass, goddammit?
Oh, fuck no. I'm not sticking any fingers in your ass. Look, take this and just fill it up for me in the bathroom.
What do I fill it up with?
Use your imagination.
Can I think about Betsy Ross while I do it?
Think about Jesus Christ. I don't care who. Go.
There, no more dead birds. See, that wasn't so hard.
Chef BB, where's your ugly face?
Hey there, somebody call a chef?
Wait, you dyed your hair orange? Ew, that's ugly. It looks gay.
What? Okay, that was rude. This is just what I look like. Ow! What the fuck, man? Why'd you hit me?
It looks ugly. Actually, you shouldn't have dyed your hair.
Okay, and you don't like my hair, so you hit me?
Yeah, I used my fist to express my emotions.
What, assault and rude? Who even are you?
I'm your owner.
I'm sorry, what, my owner?
Yes, you are my personal slave, so make me some Boyardee, Chef Boyardee.
Okay, can you say please?
No!
Ow! What the? Stop hitting me!
You stop talking back to me and make my fucking ravioli! Oh,
Jesus, okay. God, why is he so mean?
And where is that Chef Boyardee?
Ha ha! Chef, let me lock to the closet!
Let me out of here!
No! Admit you scratch your butt and sniff it!
I don't! Let me out!
Butt licker! Ha ha! Chef, let me lick your butt! Hey, puss it on the butt!
If I don't eat this Chef Boyardee, I'm gonna die!
Oh, hey, Chef Pee-Pee, you dyed your hair orange?
I'm not Chef Pee-Pee.
He doesn't think he's Chef Pee-Pee anymore. He's transitioning.
Oh, my God. Does he have boobs?
What? No, I'm a guy.
Oh, he's one of those guys that identifies as a girl, identifies as a guy.
Oh, my God. So confused.
No, I'm just a guy.
Yeah, just be a guy. You don't have to be a guy, want to be a girl, be a girl.
Mind.
I don't know. I just have to make this fucking Chef Boyardee.
I don't want Chef Boyardee. I want mac and cheese.
Well, I'm making it for the other guy.
What other guy? Oh, you're already seeing another guy, so you're gay.
No, goddammit. No, the guy who hits me.
Well, at least he did come out of the closet.
Wow, he's in an abusive
room. This is a pantry. That doesn't even make sense. Look, I gotta make this.
Okay, will he make me mac and cheese also?
I will make it after.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Nobody says please around here. Okay, I just need a pot to put it in. Okay, take that there. And then I just gotta put this on high. Now, just gotta pour the can in there. No problem. What the fuck? What the fuck, man?
Ha ha, you spilled it over because I moved the pot.
Yeah, I know, that's why I'm pissed off.
Say you want your pot back.
I do want my pot back.
He's a pothead, he wants pot.
He has an addiction.
What are you, like 50? Who says pot?
You smoke weed, admit it.
I did, in college.
Ha ha, he's a weed smoker.
He's a weedhead.
Ha ha.
What the fuck is wrong with you kids? Why are you doing this? You're just trying to be assholes?
Yeah, it's funny and we're bored.
Okay, well go outside if you're bored.
It's dark.
And play video games. I don't care. Leave me alone.
Will you make us mac and cheese?
Not now. I gotta clean this shit up.
I want mac and cheese.
Okay, I will make the mac and cheese if you shut up.
It's burning shit.
I'm aware. God damn it.
He doesn't know how to cook.
I gotta clean this shit up. And I gotta start all over.
Hot.
Chef Peepee, is my Chef Boyardee ready?
Not exactly.
What the hell? You missed the whole damn pot. Oh, you let Mickey mess his dumb ass?
Don't hit me, okay? It was that little asshole kid. He came in here and he pulled the pot away.
That's my asshole son. No one gets to call him an asshole but me. Oh, now this is coming out of your paycheck.
What, my paycheck? I thought I was a slave.
Well, now it's coming out of your rations.
My rations? I don't even know what that means.
That means I hope you save that for the winter, dumbass.
What, am I supposed to be stockpiling food like a bear? What am I, the bear from over the hedge?
I don't know. Oh, I lost my appetite now. I don't even want Chef Boyardee. I want a steak.
Wait, if you lost your appetite, why do you want more food?
Because I lost it and I found a bigger one. Even better one. Now I want a 5-star meal with a nice steak and maybe some flan to make it fancy.
How do you go from Chef Boyardee to steak?
Because I found a bigger meal, a bigger appetite. Look, just make my meal. You're asking too many damn questions. You got 5 minutes to make it, or you're gonna die.
That's impossible.
Well, nothing's impossible with Kim Possible.
I'm not Kim Possible.
You have red hair like her, so get the fucking cooking.
It's gonna take like 2 minutes to clean this shit up.
Well, get the cleaning then.
All right, doctor, here's your next patient, Miss Barbara.
You can call me Babs. Now, where's my son, Brookie? He always does my colonoscopies because I don't trust any other doctor to do it. They always try sleeping with me when I'm out.
I find that hard to believe.
Now, hello, big boy. Aren't you just the finest piece of caramel I've ever seen? What's your name?
They call me Dr. Pee-Pee.
Oh, I wonder what your ancestors did to get that name, huh? I sure like to find out.
Look, I'm just here to be professional, okay? What is the colonoscopy again, nurse?
It's where you take a camera to check out the colon.
Yep, that's right. But for you, you don't have to use a camera because you can use your tongue. Just get all up in there. And FYI, BTW, TMI, I didn't do the prep this morning. And I did have a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddle. So if you taste a polyp in my ass, then it's just a hash brown left over.
Not my proudest moment. God forgive me. Nurse, can you get out of here while I do this colonoscopy, please?
But doctor, you don't have the instrument.
Get the hell out. Right now.
Okay.
I need to do this.
Now undress me, big boy. Fuck.
I regret nothing.
What'd you say your name was again?
Dr. Pee-Pee.
Well, they should call you Dr. Salad Tosser.
I am a chef.
No shit.
Sir, I just got off the phone with Harvard State Community College of Education, home of the Bulldogs. They've never heard of you.
Wait, you're not a doctor?
No.
Okay, I think everything looks good. Okay, everybody, dinner's ready.
And it better look good, too. Oh, my God. This looks amazing! And it smells good, too! What the hell are you on? Is this magic or something? You trying to kill me?
No, I'm just trying to make you happy.
Well, damn it, you did it today.
Chef Pee-Pee, you put my mac and cheese in the shape of a heart.
And he put broccoli around it so your fat ass can eat healthy.
And look, I made you a chocolate lava cake.
Man, I love chocolate. You know everything about me, huh?
Oh, Chef Pee-Pee, ever since you dyed your hair orange, you got better at cooking.
Yeah, look, sure did.
I don't normally do this, but I'm gonna pay you $20 for all your damn hard work.
Oh, thank you.
Don't spend it all in one place.
We should make Chef Pee-Pee cook like this every night.
I know, this actually looks good. Damn it.
Beat him every time he doesn't cook like this.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna beat him a lot.
Okay, now I just have to move all this before they see it.
Hey,
what's going on, man? What the hell happened to my clothes?
Oh, I was such a good doctor, and all the nurses thought I was super hot. They started ripping my clothes off. I couldn't keep my clothes on. Hey, smell my breath.
Smells like ass.
Exactly. I'm a very, very nasty individual.
Okay.
Yeah. So how was being a chef?
Oh, so easy. I just made a big steak dinner, no problem.
Wait, a steak dinner? And they're still alive?
Oh, yeah. They loved it. It was great.
Wow, I'm actually surprised. You know what? I'm tired of being a doctor. I had too much fun, but I'm ready to be a chef again.
Yeah, you know, being a chef was so easy. I need a challenge. I got to go back to doing brain surgeries, you know?
You mean grabbing old people's balls?
No, I never did that.
You don't have to lie. Look, I'm going to go and hop in the shower. Leave my outfit on the counter.
Okay, well, I can't believe he actually managed to be a doctor all day. Wait, my mother had a colonoscopy today.
Ew.
Oh man, I can't wait to play Fortnite with my friends. Okay, let me invite Joseph. And let me invite Cody. I can't wait for them to see my Juice WRLD skin.
What's up, dude? Oh, man, I can't wait to get some kills.
Joseph.
What's up, bro?
What is your skin?
Black. What kind of silly-ass question is that, dude?
Hey, guys, I'm here.
Oh, no.
What's up?
Cody.
Yeah, Junior? Said my name, Junior. Did you mute your mic, Junior?
Dude, I think his ass is lagging. Cheap-ass internet.
Hey,
added Big Hero 6 to Fortnite!
Oh yeah, he's part of the new season.
Heck yeah, dude, I love this skin. This is definitely the hardest skin they dropped in a while.
It's not hard, Joseph. I'm not playing with you unless you change your skin.
Whoa, dude, that's racist, even for you.
No, I'm being serious, guys. I'm not playing with Big Hero 6. I will not do it. It's the worst movie ever.
But Junior, he's so cool.
And I spent so many V-Bucks on this damn skin, I'm gonna wear it. I could've chose Ice Spice to shake my ass all over this damn map, but I chose to keep it PG, and I chose Baymax.
No, seriously, Joseph, change your skin or I'm not playing with you.
Bro, I'm not Michael Jackson. I can't change my skin at fucking will. Look. They're not gonna tell that I'm black on the game. I do need to change the alarm because it's been going off for a while. But they're not gonna tell.
Oh, listen, you know, I'm kicking you, Joseph.
What, bro?
And I'm kicking you, Cody.
Oh, come on, Junior. Don't be such a...
All right. No more Big Hero 6. I need to breathe. There's no way they ruin Fortnite like that. I'm just gonna play by myself as my Juice WRLD skin. I'm gonna play by myself. Okay, it's just me and another player left. I'm in the top two. Where is he? It's a Baymax! Die, Baymax! Die, you stupid piece of shit! Oh, I'm gonna kill Baymax. I'm gonna kill Baymax. I'm gonna win! Oh, die, Baymax! You stupid, stupid piece of shit! Oh, no way am I gonna lose to a Baymax! No, I'm not... No. Fucking way.
Man, I can't wait to try my firehouse casserole.
Junior,
what the hell is wrong with you? What are you doing?
I'm destroying my PS5.
Why?
Because I hate Big Hero 6.
What? The damn movie?
Yes, the damn movie, Chef Pee-Pee. It's the worst movie ever made. There's this 14-year-old boy named Hero, right? And he's doing underground illegal robot fights. And his older brother's like, you should go to college. He's 14, Chef Pee-Pee. Why would he go to college? He should be in high school. Oh, he's super smart. You know, he's really smart because he can build these nanobots that can build a skyscraper in 2 seconds. He doesn't need to go to college. He literally can sell that to a construction company and make billions. You know what? Hold on. Let me make a little thing to show you how I think the movie should have went.
How Big Hero 6 should have went. By Junior. Hey, Hero, you should stop doing underground illegal robot fights and go to college. But Tadashi, I don't need to go to college. I literally can build robots already. But Hero, if you go to college, you could probably get like a better career. And my college is having this competition thing that if you make the best invention, you get a free scholarship to college. Okay, I guess I'll try it. The day of the competition thingy. Alright everyone, I've built these microbots that can literally build skyscrapers in 2 seconds out of nothing. They can just build big towers. Congratulations, you win the scholarship to our university. You know what, Mr. Professor, now that I think about it, I don't need to go to college. I literally just built this without college. I built microbots out of nothing. I think I'm just gonna sell this to construction companies for billions of dollars and retire at 14 years old. Hey, Tadashi, didn't you build a robot balloon guy that can scan people and x-ray people and diagnose cancer and literally cure people? Yeah, you should sell that to the pharmaceutical companies for billions and we both retire and live on a yacht. Okay, and we both did that. We sold our inventions for billions, maybe even trillions of dollars, and now we live on a yacht and no one died in an explosion. And now girls with big boobies are giving us drinks. And even Baymax is getting a drink from a girl with big boobies.
So what does that have to do with your PlayStation that you just destroyed?
Well, they put Big Hero 6 in Fortnite.
So don't play Fortnite anymore. Problem solved.
You're right, Chef Pee-Pee.
Exactly.
I should go to the Fortnite headquarters and complain and tell them I'll never play the game again.
That's not what I said.
Thanks, Chef Pee-Pee. I'm gonna go tell them that if they don't take Big Hero 6 out of the game, I'm never gonna play again.
Don't. Please don't. Don't embarrass yourself.
Fuck yeah.
Sir?
Uh-huh.
Are you working?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. I need your character approvals for next season.
Where do I put those? No. Ah, right here, underneath all of my money. Get that out of there. You did a good job on these, by the way. I really like Rosa Parks. That's a great idea. You already start out on a bus. It's perfect. Just make sure she jumps out the back. I love P. Diddy. That's a great idea. He's very popular right now. Everyone's gonna love that. Just make sure you do the emo where he squirts baby oil everywhere. That's gonna go crazy. Snoopy, I like the idea. Just make sure you fix the hitbox, make him a little bit taller, and give him a Woodstock backpack. People are gonna like that. Oh yeah, same thing with Garfield. Just give him a lasagna backpack and an emote where a little speech bubble comes out that says, I hate Mondays. Tell you what, let's only sell him on Tuesday through Sunday. Oh yeah, and then, what the hell is this?
That's Mickey Mouse, sir.
I know, but why is it Mickey Mouse?
Well, because Mickey Mouse would make us a lot of money.
See, that's the problem, Susan. I already make a lot of money. In fact, I make $20 billion a year on a free game. They don't have to pay money, but they do. If I release Mickey Mouse, the world is gonna go fucking bananas. Because then I gotta release Minnie and Goofy and Donald, and then I'll make so much money, I'll fucking die. I already released Mrs. Incredible, so I got the whole world jeeving out there right now. So maybe, let's let my pants dry before I blow my load on Mickey.
I'll take that as a no. Sir, they want the old map back.
Yeah, well, you know what I would like? A little bit of fucking challenge in my life. Something to be hard for once, because I have the easiest life in the world. All I do is sit here and make money doing nothing. Jack shit. Do you know, I pissed my pants this morning just to feel something. I actually went into a Walmart today. A fucking Walmart, Susan, just to see what goes on in there. Turns out it's a store. I actually bought one of these things. Isn't that fun? Cost me a quarter. I haven't seen one of those since 2016. I had to borrow one from somebody else, and I had to pay them $100 for it with a $100 bill, because that's literally all I have.
Sir, can I take your lunch order?
Yeah, it's gonna be this, because this is all I eat now. This and sometimes a tomato with a face on it, because this is what food is to me now.
Okay. Oh, Mr. Fortnite,
No. Mr. Fortnite is my father. Please, call me Mr. Epic Games.
Do you seriously want me to call you that?
I do.
Mr. Epic Games, someone is buzzing at the door.
Oh, great, let him in. Maybe they have a storage unit I can put all of my money in, because God knows the banks won't talk to me anymore, because their vaults are all filled to the ceilings with fucking cash. I'm having to start burying my money like a pirate.
Okay. Sir, this gamer has a complaint.
Fucking finally, some conflict! I gotta light up a cigar for this, it's a special occasion.
You're releasing Mickey Mouse?
No, stop looking at me. Alright. Let's hear it. What's your complaint?
I fucking hate Fortnite.
Oh, my man! I know, right? Fuck this game. Fuck that. It sucks, right? So come on, tell me, what'd we do wrong?
You put Big Hero 6 in the game.
Oh, fuck Big Hero 6. Susan, what is a Big Hero 6?
He's talking about Baymax.
Baymax? Like Max Keeble? I know we were talking about putting him in. Did we actually add him?
No, he's the White Balloon Man.
White Balloon Man? Susan, did you put up in the game? I told you it doesn't make any sense. His hitbox is too small.
No. He's talking about the character Baymax.
Baymax.
A White Balloon Superhero.
White Balloon. Oh, yeah, I think I approved that. You talking about this guy?
Yeah, I fucking hate that. Why the fuck did you put that in the game?
What's your problem with this guy?
He sucks. I hate him. I hate the movie he's based on.
Okay, so what does that have to do with Fortnite?
Well, you put him in the game, and I hate him, so every time I see him in the game, I turn the game off and I stop playing.
You stop playing?
I stop playing forever.
You're going to stop playing forever?
Yep.
Well, then he's staying in.
I just said I was going to stop playing the game.
Yeah, I know what you said. That's why he's staying in. Listen, kid, I hate this. I hate being this rich. I don't know what to do with myself. I am waiting for the day when Susan comes in and tells me I'm losing everything. Nothing would make me happier. I would cry tears of joy. So if this makes you stop playing the game, this is going to be the whole next season. Fuck it. We'll do all the characters. Make them blue. I don't give a fuck.
I'm never going to play ever again.
Oh, please. I'm already hard.
Well, I mean, I love Fortnite.
Okay, now you're losing me.
But ever since you add him in the game, I hate it.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna tell my friends not to play it anymore.
And I'm hard again. Oh, thank you.
No, I'm gonna tell my friends to stop playing. I'm gonna tell everyone to uninstall. I'm gonna tell everyone to delete it.
Please, I can only get so hard.
Okay, I'm out of here.
Oh man, I hope he does tell everybody to stop.
Sir, your battle bus is here to take you home.
I am so tired of that goddamn flying bus. I don't want to parachute home anymore.
Hey, Junior, you called us over?
Yeah, you don't want to, dude?
Wait, Junior, did you make Baymax out of Play-Doh?
Yup.
Oh, dude, that's sick. I thought you hated Big Hero 6.
Nope, I only make things I love out of Play-Doh.
Yeah, that is your rule.
I just got done watching Big Hero 6 for the third time. You know what my favorite part of Big Hero 6 is, guys? My favorite part of this amazing movie is that when Baymax and Hero are stuck in this time portal thing, the hole is closing up, so Baymax shoots his fist off, and Hero rides it, and he gets through the hole at the very last second, and then the portal closes, and you think, Baymax is dead forever, no more Baymax, but guess what? Baymax put his little computer chip thing inside his hand, and Hero opens it up and says, ooh, here's a computer chip. You know what Hero does? Hero rebuilds Baymax like a fucking grilled cheese. Just remakes him. But just like that. Like, you know, his older brother, spent his whole life making Baymax. And his little brother just makes him. Just fuck it. Just can remake them like a goddamn grocery. Nothing special. Can just make it like a fucking Lego castle.
So that was the thing you liked about the movie?
Oh, my favorite part. My absolute favorite. No, actually, no. No, it's a close one. It's a very close one. It's either that or my other favorite part is when this fucking, the professor guy steals the microbots and he's mad that his daughter's missing inside the time portal. So you know what he does? You know what he does to get back at the world because his daughter's stuck in time and space? He rides nanobots around the city like a fucking surfboard.
Not now, Susan. I'm playing my tiny violin because I'm so sad about how much money I have.
Well, sir, this might make it worse.
What?
Well, you remember that kid that came in here claiming that he hated Fortnite?
Oh, don't make me hard.
Well, now he's telling everyone to play Fortnite and buy that Baymax skin!
Fucking what? Why? He said he hated Baymax!
I guess he changed his mind. He's telling everyone to pay for it!
No. How much money am I making?
Billions.
No! 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 Bullet, take him off the store right now!
Hooray!
Oh, God, no! Not money! Too much money! God, why do you hate me?
See, the plot just makes so much sense, guys. Because, look, if my daughter was stuck in time and space, I would try to steal an invention that would help me get her back. Not little microbots that can just build buildings. That doesn't make any sense. See, if he would have saw, like, Hero's invention, and Hero's invention, like, could go into space and, like, find missing people, I'd fucking steal that shit and blow up a building and kill someone. But you know what? No, I'm just going to steal little nanobots and just ride it like a wave. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. And all the other kids in this college, they can build super cool shit. They can all build super cool shit. The news is on.
Breaking news, MK. Fortnite is removing the Big Hero 6 character skin because it was selling too many copies. Also, the CEO of Fortnite is now dead after his parachute failed to deploy after he jumped out of the battle bus.
Yes! Yes! They removed it! They removed it! Fuck you, Baymax! Fuck you! Fuck you, stupid Baymax piece of shit, dumb Play-Doh fuck!
Damn, bro.
Gonna write a 250-word essay on the first person to milk a cow. Like, why would the guy walk up to the cow and grab the cow's udder and whack it off until the white stuff came out and then drink it? And also, what made him leave it out in the sun and let it get all moldy and everything and then eat it as cheese? But anyway, y'all write an essay on that.
Hey, wait a minute. What did make someone go milk a cow and drink the white stuff for the first time?
Must have been my great-great-great-great-grandfather.
Yeah, I believe it.
Hey, guys, before we start our essay, you want any peanuts?
Oh, peanuts? Yeah, sign me up. I want some.
No, peanuts.
Oh, peanuts. No, I don't want any. I'm fine.
Hey, Penelope, you want any peanuts?
No, Junior. You shouldn't eat those in class. They're messy.
Hey, how about some peanuts?
Ugh! Ooh, that boy's savage.
All right, Kraft, while you write your essay, I'm going to eat my grilled chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A. I don't get the fried one because they fry it in peanut oil, and I'm deathly allergic to peanuts. And, Junior, I see you eating peanuts in class. Don't you let those things get near me.
Don't worry, teacher. I won't let the peanuts get near you. I believe a guy milked a cow for the first time because he bought a wedding ring for his wife, and this cow's udder was the same size as his wife's finger, and he wanted to see if the ring would fit. So he put the ring on the udder, and it got stuck, and he started yanking on the ring to get the ring off the udder, and the udder squirted milk in his mouth, and he said, that's yummy.
Grass! Grass, get this cool nerve! There's a peanut on my sandwich!
Teacher's
having an allergic reaction! Nurse!
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 Nurse! Nurse! Nurse! Did somebody call the nurse?
Woo-hoo! Yeah, it's the nurse.
Are you okay?
A peanut!
He's allergic to peanuts! Oh my God! Who put a peanut on his sandwich?
Junior, you have peanuts!
I didn't do it!
Nurse, Junior has peanuts! You tried to kill your teacher!
Screw you, Junior!
Someone call the cops!
Somebody call the cops? All right, kid, that's it. You're under arrest for trying to kill your teacher with a peanut.
It wasn't me!
Says the kid with peanuts on his desk. Tell it to the judge, bucko. Come on.
Order, 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 order. I am the Honorable Judge Boobam. Today we will be hearing the case of Junior, who is being accused of trying to kill his teacher by throwing a peanut onto his teacher's sandwich after his teacher explicitly said he was allergic to peanuts. Is this true, Chew? True, Chew? True, Chew, true, Chew, true, Chew, true, Chew, true, Chew. True, Chew! Is this true, Mr. Chew?
That is correct! He tried to kill me!
I I didn't try to kill him, it was someone else.
You had a bag of peanuts on your desk, so you had to be the one that threw it.
It wasn't me.
Ah, yes, the Shaggy defense. Should I be on the counter? It wasn't me. Well, Mr. Junior, you're not the first kid to try to kill their teacher, and you certainly won't be the last. But if I let you go now, you might try to kill him again. So I have no choice but to find you guilty and sentence you to death by electric chair. Tonight. Bye. See you later.
Electric chair?
Come on, dead boy. Or soon to be dead boy. Get in there, you.
Oh, I don't want to die.
Yeah, it sucks, but you did the crime. Okay, so you do get a last meal, and that can be whatever you want. So I'll be back in a few minutes to take your order. Would you like a drink while you wait, or maybe some breadsticks, Caesar salad?
I'm too sad to eat.
Okay. That's the visitor doorbell. We put a doorbell in so that the death row inmates know when they have visitors. We made it sound like a home doorbell, because death row inmates are never going home, because they're going to die. I'll get it.
Hey, Junior.
Hey, guys.
Aw, dude, I heard you dying tonight. That sucks. Well, say hi to my dad when you get to hell.
How do you know I'm going to hell?
I just have that feeling, dude.
Well, Joseph, Junior's not dying tonight because we're going to get him out of here.
You're going to break me out of jail?
No, we're not going to jail for you, but we are going to prove your innocence.
How do you know I'm innocent?
Well, because if you had actually thrown that peanut, you would have said, hey, guys, look what I'm about to do before you did it because you like to show off.
Yeah, you like to gloat, dude.
You're right. If I would have threw that peanut, I would have told you guys I was going to do it first.
Yeah, exactly. We don't know who threw that peanut, but me and Joseph are going to find out. In the meantime, you need to buy time.
How am I going to buy time, Cody? They're going to kill me tonight.
But before they execute you, they have to give you your last meal, and that can be whatever you want. So just make sure you ask for something impossible for them to get, like something that could take days or even weeks for them to get, so they have to postpone your execution.
Will that really work?
Yeah, it's your last meal. They have to give you whatever you want.
Okay, I'll ask for something really hard to get.
Okay, come on, Joseph. Let's go find out who threw that peanut.
Okay, gotta order something really hard.
Hey there, welcome to Applebee's. How can I take your order? Oh, I'm sorry. Welcome to Death Row. How can I take your order? Sorry, I haven't been a server since I worked at Applebee's. What do you want?
So I can literally order whatever I want.
Yeah, literally whatever you want and as much as you want, too. I mean, we can do crazy stuff. Like John Wayne Gacy, that crazy guy who dressed up like a clown and ate kids. He ordered a dozen deep-fried shrimp, a bucket of KFC's original recipe chicken, french fries, a pound of strawberries, and a bottle of Diet Coke. And then this other guy, James Edward Smith, he wanted a lump of dirt. So we can do pretty much anything.
Okay, so I want you to go to the top of Mount Everest.
Okay, Mount Everest.
And I want you to find a bald eagle's nest.
A bald eagle, okay.
And steal an egg and cook it sunny side up.
Sunny side up, good choice, good choice.
I want you to go to the Marianas Trench.
Okay, yeah.
And kidnap a bunch of baby octopuses.
Ooh, okay, baby octopuses.
And I want you to get a Papa John's pizza, a pepperoni one, and I want you to take the pepperonis off and put the octopuses on the pizza.
Oh, okay, octopus pizza.
And I want Papa John to say a racial slur at the pizza.
Okay, that shouldn't be hard.
And then I want you to go to the Sahara Desert and find a blue cactus.
Blue cactus, yeah.
And I want to eat that. I want two Big Macs, but I want the Big Macs from somewhere where they worship cows.
Well, like India?
Yeah, get a cow from India, the most worshipped cow in India.
Okay, most worshipped cow in India.
Yeah, I want that to how you make the meat from the Big Macs.
Uh-huh.
I want a 2-month expired can of ravioli from Chef Boyardee.
Does it have to be 2 months?
Has to be 2 months expired.
Okay, got it. 2 month old expired ravioli.
What day is it?
Sunday.
Oh, I want Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Chick-fil-A's closed on Sundays.
Well, I still want it.
Okay, you got it, Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. Anything to drink with that?
I want you to go to Tatooine and go to McDonald's and get blue milk.
Okay, blue milk from Tatooine.
I want George Lucas to taste test it for me.
Tasted by George Lucas. Got it. And anything for dessert?
The crust of Pop-Tarts.
Just the crust?
I only like the crust.
Oh, me too. Okay, so I'll go get all this stuff, but it might take a little while, so your execution might not be tonight. Sorry about the inconvenience, but I'll get this going, and you just sit tight, okay?
All right, Joseph. Let's look around the classroom and see if we can find any clues that prove Junior's innocent.
Okay, dude. Gotta find some evidence. Let me check Bully's desk. What a silly drawing. Oh, I gotta find some evidence!
Oh my god, Joseph, look!
What's up, dude?
There's a security camera of the classroom. It shows Bully grabbing a peanut off Junior's desk and throwing it at the teacher. I'll record it with my phone and show it to the cops. Come on, let's go!
Cody, where are you?
Order up!
What, you actually got all the food?
Hell yeah, I did. This is your last meal. Okay, so this is your sunny side up bald eagle egg from the top of Mount Everest. This is your blue milk from the McDonald's on Tatooine. This is your blue cactus from the Sahara Desert. These are your Big Macs from India. This is your 2-month-old expired Chef Boyardee ravioli. This is your Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. And this is your baby octopus pizza that Papa John's himself personally yelled a racial slur at. He even yelled a racial slur at the garlic sauce. I didn't even want him to. He actually wouldn't stop yelling racial slurs. He speaks entirely in racial slurs now. Oh, and also this is your Pop-Tart crust.
How did you get all this?
Oh, it was not easy. Let me tell you the story.
So I hopped on a nonstop flight to Nepal, because that's where Mount Everest is, and then I hired a Sherpa to take me up to the top of the mountain. But about halfway up Mount Everest, my Sherpa died, so I had to make the rest of the hike on my own. But when I got to the top of Mount Everest, I saw a bald eagle's nest, and I thought, wow, this is going to be easy. So I grabbed one of the eggs, and then all of a sudden this eagle swooped down and punched me right in the face. Like, he punched me. Like, he didn't scratch me. He balled up his talons and punched me in the face. So I started throwing haymakers. I started punching him in his face. And then the eagle held me down and started pecking at my eyes, and then he threw me off the top of Mount Everest, and I fell all the way back down to the bottom. But I still had the egg in my hand, so I got that. So then I hopped on another nonstop flight to Guam, and then from there I took a submarine out into the bottom of the Marianas Trench, and I saw a family of octopi. So then I wrote free candy on the side of my submarine, because even octopus kids can't resist free candy. So then when they came up, I kidnapped the baby octopuses. And the octopus mom and dad, they were so upset. They were screaming an octopus. I mean, I don't speak octopus, but they seemed very upset. So from there, I hopped on another nonstop flight over to Italy, and I went over to Papa John's house so he could cook me up a pizza. So he answered the door, and he called me a racial slur, because I guess that's just how he says hello. So then he cooked up the pizza with the octopi on it, and then he called the pizza a racial slur, and then he called me a racial slur. So from there, I hopped on another nonstop flight to North Africa, which is where the Sahara Desert is, and then I rented a camel and then wandered out into the middle of the Sahara Desert, and then my camel died of dehydration, so I lost the deposit on the camel. So I just kind of wandered around the Sahara Desert for a while, you know, and I was dehydrated, so I was hallucinating, and I was starting to see things, and I saw a mirage, or I thought it was a mirage, but it turned out it was an actual blue cactus. So I took it, and then I blacked out from dehydration. So then I woke up in a pyramid hospital, and I said, well, thank you for saving my life, and then I hopped on another nonstop flight to India. I got a lot of frequent flyer miles on this trip. So then when I got to India, I saw a bunch of people gathered around worshiping a cow, and then I said, hey, I gotta take this cow to the vet, because I think he has mad cow disease. But really, I just took it out back, and I shot it, and I butchered it for the meat, and then I came out with two Big Macs. So from there, I hopped on another nonstop flight over to NASA, and then I had them send me on a rocket to Tatooine. But then when I got to Tatooine, I got robbed by some Jawas, and they were all like, "Ootini!" And then when I was in Mos Eisley, I found the McDonald's there. So I went through the drive-thru, and they were like, "Ootini!" And then I ordered that blue milk you wanted, and they gave it to me, and they said, "Ootini!" And so after I came out of the drive-thru, I saw they actually have a Chick-fil-A on Tatooine, too. And it's open on Sundays, because the days don't work the same there. So I went through the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A, and they went, "Ootini!" And I got that chicken. So then, from there, I hopped on a rocket, and I went back to my house, and then I went into my pantry, and it turns out I actually already had a 2-month-old expired can of Chef Boyardee ravioli, and I had some Pop-Tarts, so I just took the crust off those.
So yeah, you should be grateful that I brought all this food to you. So bon appetit, dig in, eat the cactus, I want to see how that works.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Damn it, you pulled a Lawrence Russell Brewer on me. There was another guy who ordered a bunch of food, and then when we brought it, he said he didn't even want it. Damn it, I knew you were going to do this. I was halfway up Mount Everest, and I said, I bet that little bastard doesn't even touch his food. But you know what, I'm taking this egg. I fought hard for this egg. Okay, let's go to the electric chair.
Actually, I do want to eat.
Okay, we'll eat the cactus.
Never mind.
Yeah, that's right. Come on, let's go.
All right, Simmons, let him fry.
All right, mate, let me just turn it on.
Wait. He didn't do it. I have proof.
Show me.
Look right there. It's this other kid named Bully. He threw the peanut.
Oh, man, that's lame. I wanted to fry him. Simmons, let him go.
All right.
I'll go arrest this bully.
Oh, thank you so much, Cody, for getting proof that it wasn't me.
Yeah, no problem.
Order. Bully. It turns out you were the one who threw the peanut on your teacher's sandwich. Well, normally I would love to give you the electric chair, but we spent too much money on giving the last kid his final meal, and now we can't afford to turn the chair on. So I suppose I have to sentence you to 100 days community service picking up trash on the freeway.
Picking up trash? I wanted the electric chair.
I know, right? I wanted to see someone fry. This is dumb. I hate this stupid job.
Guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm feeling sick. I think we should just watch a movie.
Yeah, I can rock with that.
Okay, what movie do you guys want to watch?
Not that lame-ass Trolls movie. God, I hate that kid show. But if y'all want to turn it on, you know, to make fun of it or something, we can do that.
Joseph, do you want to watch the Trolls movie?
Hell no!
God, what made you think I want to watch the stupid Trolls movie? I definitely don't like to watch it when I'm sick to make me feel better.
Are you sure? Because it sounds like you want to watch the Trolls movie.
Shut the hell up, Cody. I don't want to watch the stupid Trolls movie. I like to watch manly stuff, like documentaries.
Ooh, I know a good documentary.
God, I was fucking kidding.
We could watch that documentary about the poop cruise.
What poop cruise?
Well, you remember like 10 years ago, there was that carnival cruise that all the poop backed up in the toilets and everybody's pooping?
What, everybody was pooping on a cruise ship and it backed up?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to watch it. Come on, guys, let's watch that.
Okay. I guess screw the damn Trolls movie.
We can watch the Trolls movie after the documentary.
Okay, then.
But this documentary is crazy.
You know what would make it better, though? Some dancing, singing trolls.
I can't believe they lost their baby to a river of shit.
And you know what's really crazy? They paid to do that.
They paid?
Yeah, they paid to go on a cruise just for their baby to drown in shit.
How much do you think they paid?
Well, cruises are expensive, so at least $1,000 a person.
They paid $1,000 a person to shit and sink for 7 days and lose their kid?
Yeah.
My ancestors went on a free cruise.
A free cruise? They went in a raffle?
Eh, they didn't have to pay a dime.
Oh, they're the luckiest people in the world. I want to go on a free cruise.
Yeah, but they kind of went against their own will. Though, dude.
What do you mean?
They were dragged on.
I mean, I drag them on the boat, too. Like, you're not going to accept my free cruise for no money? Just you get on the goddamn boat.
Well, they had lay flat seats, so it wasn't that bad, I guess.
Yeah, they had to lay down for a whole week. I mean, why didn't they go to the pool and, like, you know, eat out the buffet?
I don't think they had that stuff.
Yeah, the closest pool was the damn ocean, dude.
I don't know. I just think they were ungrateful if they didn't enjoy their free cruise.
What?
Guys, I just got an idea. I got a zillion, jillion, billion dollar idea.
That's a big idea.
Yeah, okay, listen, watch this. Joseph has a long history of his family being in the cruise ship business.
I wouldn't necessarily say that.
So if he knows about cruise ships, right, and I have amazing business thinking skills, and Cody, you have the skill of being...
Homosexual?
Thank you. So then, guys, if we put all our skills together, we could invent our own cruise line called the Poop Cruise.
Our own cruise line?
Yeah, we call it the Poop Cruise. We just watched a documentary on people staying on a boat. They pay to stay on a boat and shit in the sink for 7 days. So watch this. What if we blow up a raft, put it in my pool in the backyard, charge people $1,000 a person, and we put a poop bucket, and everyone goes on there, and they all poop in a bucket for 7 days. And we charge $1,000 a piece. We would make billions and billions of dollars, and they would want... And before you guys say it's a bad idea, well, why would they want to do that? Why would they want to be on a boat and poop in a bucket? Well, there's a fucking documentary where everyone's watching it, so I bet you people want to live that life and see what it was like.
Junior, that has got to be the greatest idea you've ever had.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I already have a captain's hat, and my parents have an inflatable boat in their garage.
Wait, they do?
Yeah, they wanted to be, like, Olympic rowers or something, and I think they forgot.
Oh, my God. Okay, guys, I'm going to make a flyer talking about our new cruise line. If it looks good enough, we're doing my idea.
Okay.
All right, guys, what do you think about my flyer?
Let's see. Poop cruise, $1,000 a person. Ooh, cash only, I like that. Unlimited wild cherry Capri Sun. That might be hard to do.
No, it's not. Joseph, go to the store and take as many wild cherry Capri Suns as you can.
I don't have any money.
I said take them. Go steal them.
Ooh, okay.
All right, Cody, you go grab the inflatable boat.
And my sexy captain hat.
I guess.
Come on, Ken.
I'm going to put these flyers up around the neighborhood, and I'm going to tell Chef he's going to be the chef for the poop cruise.
Ahoy, Junior.
Whoa, this is a big boat.
Yeah, it's fucking massive. Oh, this. Yeah, I guess it's okay.
Oh, my God, how many people can fit on this boat?
Oh, at least 14.
Oh, my God, if all 14 people pay $1,000, that's $14,000, Cody.
Yeah, that's how cruises make so much money, Junior. And check it out, I already got the poop bucket.
Oh, that's going to fill up so fast and overflow.
Hell yeah, it will.
Hey, guys, I got the Capri Suns.
What the fuck, Joseph? You got Pacific Cooler? What, they didn't have Wild Cherry?
No, dude, that's all they had at the store.
Nobody's gonna want to go on a poop cruise without Wild Cherry. It's gonna be more like a throw-up cruise.
It's not that bad. I still drink them.
Oh, our first customer's here. Just put him on the boat. Put him on the boat.
All right.
Hello?
Hey there, we're here for the poop cruise?
Boiny, you're supposed to say ahoy, like the chips.
Oh yeah, that's right. Ahoy, we're here for the poop cruise. We already had a whole bunch of Taco Bell, so we're ready to shit.
Well, that's good, because we got a big old poop bucket right there by the captain. You can just shit all you want.
Oh, that's perfect.
We've never been on a cruise before.
Yeah, that's right. So whenever we saw the advertisement for the poop cruise, we just couldn't say no.
Oh, and the Capri Sun.
Oh yeah, that's right. We want the Wild Cherry Capri Sun package, if that's still available.
I think all we have is Pacific Cooler.
Oh, well, I'm not getting on a poop cruise for Pacific Cooler.
You advertise Wild Cherry.
Hold on, let me ask the captain. Hey, Captain, do we still have the Wild Cherry Capri Sun? Oh, yes? Yes, we do? You're saying yes? He said yes.
He just shook his head no.
Oh, well, on a cruise, everything's opposite. Yes means no, up means down, left means right.
Oh, okay, well, we wouldn't know because we've never been on a cruise. So, honey, when we're doing it tonight, make sure you say no.
Aw, Boiny, we tried that before, remember? And I didn't like it.
Well, I couldn't tell. All right, well, anyway, here's your $2,000.
Okay, you gotta pay in cash on the poop cruise.
That's right.
All right, so get on the boat and start pooping if you feel like it.
Oh, I'm ready.
Ooh, this is comfy. I could spend 7 nights here. Wait, where are the beds?
All right, there is your poop bucket, so start shitting in that whenever you feel like it.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to be needing this soon.
Hey, where's the roof?
The roof. Oh, this is one of those convertible cruises. They're new. You get to feel all the elements, like the rain and the wind.
Oh, that's nice.
Can we have our wild cherry Capri Suns?
You're not allowed to drink until you've left the dock and you're in the ocean.
Oh, yeah, maritime law. I think I heard about that.
Yeah, so, there's the captain!
Hey, everybody. I'm gonna be your captain. Captain Hunk. So this is gonna be your muster station, and in the event of an emergency, you can just hang on to my rock-hard abs. They're pretty buoyant, so you can use them as a flotation device.
Oh, what a nice captain.
So, what's the entertainment gonna be?
Oh, well, in a few minutes, we're gonna have a best body contest, and just so you know, the captain is gonna be competing, and I'm also the judge. It's gonna be a very short contest. So if you folks need anything, I'll just be doing butt stuff up at the front.
You know, Karen, if this cruise is nice enough, I think we should retire on a poop cruise.
Ah, that's the dream, Boyney.
I know it burns, Ken, but I'm tired of pounding that pale ass. You need some sun on those cheeks.
Cody, we have a problem.
What's the problem?
So they paid in cash the $2,000.
That doesn't sound like a problem to me.
Well, the only reason they paid that much is they're expecting a wild cherry Capri Sun. We only have Pacific Cooler.
Oh, yeah, that's understandable.
So what are we going to do when they find out there's no wild cherry?
Well, once we get out to the middle of the pool, there's not much they can do. It's not like they can just hop off the boat and swim to shore.
I guess you're right. So what do we do? Like, do you think we should wait for more people?
Well, honestly, Junior, I think we should take off as soon as possible. We're lucky we got $2,000. I mean, we're just going to be shitting in the middle of your pool, for God's sake.
Yeah, I don't really think anyone else is going to come up. I mean, I only put, like, two flyers up around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go give them, I'm going to get Chef Peavy to give them their food so they get something that they paid for, and then we'll take off.
Okay, sounds good. All right, Ken, time to tan the sausage.
All right, who's hungry? The chef is ready to serve you lunch.
Well, we're not really hungry. We already had a whole bunch of Taco Bell.
Oh, well, on this cruise, you keep eating, because the more you eat, the more you shit, and you got to fill up that bucket. So everyone, welcome Chef Peavy!
Hey, what's up, party people? Who's ready to share?
Me!
I can't hear you. Who's ready to share?
Me!
It doesn't sound like you guys are ready to share. Who's ready to share?
Me, goddammit!
Oh, that's the spirit! All right, are you ready to eat, though? I got some taco seeds, some beef and cheese taquitos.
Oh, well, these look frozen.
Oh, Boyney, that's why the sun's out. There's no roof. The sun's going to cook them.
Oh, they've thought of everything.
Attention, passengers. We will now be departing port for the deep end. Hey, Junior, what are these? Hot legs or hot dogs?
Those are Ken's legs.
Damn right.
Are you really going to go out in the deep end of the pool and sit on a boat with them for 7 days while they shit in a bucket?
No, Junior, I was just going to hop off the boat and then push it into the deep end. I don't want to be out here with them. They're going to be shitting.
Well, I thought you were supposed to go down with the ship. You're the captain.
I'm not really a captain, Junior. We're in your fucking pool. We already made our $2,000. Let's just go.
Oh, okay, so... All right, guys, me and the captain have to push the boat out into the middle of the ocean. Come on.
You hear that, Karen? We're going out to sea. Oh, as soon as we're out there, I'm shitting. I've never shit in international waters before.
Oh, Boyney, I'm so excited for you. It's a new milestone.
All right, Cody, push. Yeah. Have fun.
We're moving, Karen. We're moving.
Chugga, chugga, choo-choo.
That's a train, Karen.
What are we on?
This is the life, Karen.
Oh, Boyney. Oh, Boyney, I think I gotta go doo-doo, Boyney.
Well, the bucket's right there if you need it.
Ugh.
I'm feeling a little constipated, actually. You know what would help? Some wild cherry Capri Suns. That'd get things moving. Hello? Can we get our wild cherry Capri Suns, please? What we paid for? We're in international waters now, so we can drink them. Hello? What? Wild cherry? Where is everybody?
Well, I'd say that was a success.
$2,000.
Pretty good day.
So how are we supposed to split 2,000 three ways?
Well, that would be about...
No, don't say it. I can do it. I'm smart. I want to think about it.
Okay,
I got this. There's $2,000. There's three of us. $1,000 a person.
Nope.
Okay, hold on. No, don't tell me. $800 a person.
No.
Hold on, wait. $700
no.
a
person.
$500 a piece, motherfucker. Give me my money.
Oh, that's right. He did help.
Okay, yeah. $500 each.
Nice.
I'm so fucking sick, Karen. I'm tired of shitting in a bucket, and I'm all dehydrated from all the diarrhea, and I already drank all the Pacific Cola Capri Suns. They lied to us, Karen. They never had wild cherry.
Boyney, we're all out of taquitos, Boyney. We're gonna stop.
We're gonna fucking die out here, Karen. It's all hot because the boat has no roof. We paid $2,000 to die in a boat. I don't even think this is a real cruise, Karen. I think those kids lied to us. I think this is just their fucking pool.
Cody, what happens inside a dishwasher?
What do you mean? It washes dishes.
But how does it wash the dishes?
With soap and hot water.
But have you ever seen the soap and hot water? Because, like, there's no window to watch. Like, a washing machine, there's a window. You get to see the clothes spin around. But a dishwasher, there's no window. Like, it just closes and makes a lot of loud noises. What's going on in there, Cody? Why don't they put a window? What's happening?
Huh, that's a good point. Yeah, I want to see that.
We should put a camera in the dishwasher and watch what happens.
Yeah, let's do it.
Do, look what I found at the dollar store.
What is that?
It says it's a water squirmy.
Wait, you don't know what this is? They usually sell it at the adult stores, but I found it at the dollar store on sale right next to the Frisbees.
But I don't know what it does, Joseph.
Oh, let me pop this bad boy open. It feels like the real thing.
Wait, the real thing?
All right.
You okay, Joseph?
I'm all right. I just want you to come with me, bro.
That was it. He smacked the shit out of it.
Mm-hmm. This is soft. This is soft. I want you to...
Let me feel this.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's what it really feels like?
Oh, yeah. I think it's molded after Minnie Mouse.
That's so hot.
What are you guys talking about?
Cody, feel this.
Yeah, dude, get a feel.
Ew.
Woo-hoo! He likes it.
Wait. It's double-sided?
Oh, yeah. Double-ended, dude.
Oh, we can run duos on it tonight.
Oh, we running squads, my boy.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's do it right now.
Wait, no. I go first, dude.
What? You're going to use it alone?
Yeah, I got to try it out first.
What? Oh, can I please have a turn right after you?
You know I gotta let my bro hit. But I gotta try first. Ooh, it's slippery.
Oh, that's so cool that he gets to... I wanna have a turn!
I don't really see the appeal. Can we please just go put a camera in the dishwasher now?
Okay, we can, but we have to be really quick because I don't wanna miss my turn. Come on. Alright, dishwasher.
Fuck.
Fucking stayed.
Jeez.
Alright, dishwasher, we're gonna find out all your secrets.
So where should we put the camera?
Put it right there in the back so we can see everything that happened there.
What are you brats doing in my kitchen? What are you doing in the dishwasher?
We're putting a camera in the dishwasher so when we close it, we can watch what's happening in there.
No. You're gonna mess up the damn dishwasher. Get out of my kitchen!
You must work for them. You don't want us to find out the secrets.
What? What damn secrets?
Well, with a washing machine, you can watch the clothes spin around, but with a dishwasher, look, you can't watch anything. See? Look, you can't see it. There's no window. So, we gotta turn the camera back on. So, yeah, we wanna see what's going on in there.
No, there's nothing going on in there. It's just washing the dishes. I don't want you to mess up my dishwasher because I hate washing dishes by hand.
You might want to throw this in there, too. It's pretty messy.
My turn!
Whoa, what the hell is that? Where did y'all find this?
Joseph got it from the dollar store, and it's my turn.
Oh, it's not your turn. What's wrong with you, Junior? This is for adults. This is not for you. You look out and tell your damn dad.
I should go and dispose of this upstairs.
In the bathroom, with the doors locked, so don't come close to the door, because I'm going to be making noises.
Oh, God! I better get a turn after you, Chef PB. It was my turn. He stole my turn, Cole. You see that?
Sorry. Can we do the camera now?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I turn on the camera.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what happens in there. I don't know how to turn it on. Can you turn it on?
I think it's the start button. Oh, it's done, Junior.
Oh, open. Yeah. All right. Let's see these secrets.
Oh, the camera's ruined, Junior.
What? It's ruined?
Yeah, I got wet.
Oh, my God. We didn't use a waterproof camera.
Yeah.
Well, you know what we should have used? We should have used a GoPro. Those are waterproof.
Yeah, we should
have. Okay, so now we just have to buy a GoPro. Those cost like a couple $100.
Yeah, that sounds hard.
Hard? Chef B must be done with that toy. Oh, there's someone at the door. Who's that?
Hello.
Hey there, pizza delivery.
I didn't order a pizza.
Oh no, not this shit again. I hate when people think it's so funny to deliver a pizza to somebody else's house as a prank. It's not even a prank on that person. It's a prank on the delivery guy. Because you're wasting my time and my gas and I don't get paid. So when I get back to the store, my boss yells at me. And what even is the prank? Oh, here's some free pizza that you didn't even want. Oh, ha ha. That's so funny. What a funny fucking joke. You're so original. You're the first person to ever do that. I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm yelling at you. It's not your fault.
Woo! Is that my pizza? Oh, man, I am exhausted from all that stroking and disposing. I'm hungry.
Wait a minute! This is even worse than the prank! You lied to me! You did order pizza!
How much is the pizza?
$20.
Oh, hey, Chevy, it's my turn. Give it to me.
Oh, no, it's not your turn.
Hold on, what is that?
It's my little Minnie Mouse. I tore her a new hole.
Ooh, I'll tell you what. You give me that, you don't owe me money.
What? That sounds like a good trade.
What? No, Chef, it was my turn. Sir, sir, it was my turn. Can I please just take it to the bathroom?
No, she's mine. Oh, she's so squishy. I'm going to take her home.
What? No, Chef, baby, it was my turn. Why would you give it away?
She was good to me. I thought you were over.
What? I didn't have a chance with her, Chef, baby.
Well, it's not my problem.
Oh, I'm going to have so much fun with this
thing. Hey, Barney.
Hi, Karen. Oh, what is that delicious?